triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are, on this very planet. Once again, it is our pleasure and delight to welcome each and every one of you listening right across the entire 24 time zones of the world. We also welcome new listeners on CHK 97.6. All the way from Abo to Isielu before Asaba. We don't have any confirmation yet that our signal can get into Asaba, but we can confirm that all the way from Abo to Isielu that people are listening to Radio Biafra live uninterrupted broadcast this very evening. That the propagation of this very gospel via transistor radio through the availability of CHK 97.6 continues unabated. It is our wish, our desire, our drive to ensure that the entire Biafra land is covered in the coming weeks. The technology is not very easy, but we are making slow and steady progress. People are receiving Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6. And this very evening, Iseluku, Umunede, and Abo is no exception. We don't know if it has gotten to Ibuza or not. We are waiting for people to give us confirmation from that part of the world. And we also need confirmation from Wari as well that Radio Biafra is being received on CHK 97.6. Our march is relentless. Our march is irrepressible. Therefore, we must do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And that is why, if you have people in Abo, please try and confirm that they are receiving Radio Biafra on their FM this very evening. I must welcome you. We must welcome you as a family, the family of Biafrans scattered right across this very planet, in respective countries, in continents, in towns, and in cities. In all these places, men and women are glued to their listening devices, awaiting this very gospel, which we disseminate from this very sanctified platform every evening and every morning, as the case may be. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those of them who, despite every provocation, despite every inducement by forces of darkness and regression, have remained with us, have stayed with us because they understand the essence of truthfulness. They know that we do not prevaricate, that anything we say we are going to do, that invariably we get it done. They are listening to Radio Biafra. And once again, I must welcome all our new listeners in Delta State, all our new listeners joining us this very evening by accessing our broadcast through CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. People don't understand sometimes, do they? We keep growing. We are unstoppable. And as we are sure that people in Delta and its environs will be able to testify this very evening, we go by the name Delta, but as in essence, it is Igbo Binuzo. Those that crossed the river and went back, joined by a remnant, a few remnants of them that were coming the other way down from Benin Kingdom. That is Biafra land. All the way from Igbo Akere is Biafra land. We need confirmation. We just don't want to say it. We would need people from those areas to also phone in Radio Biafra this evening if they are receiving it via their transistor radio. We know we are live in that part of the world, and they should be able to phone in to let us understand if they are receiving Radio Biafra or not. We happen to also be on satellite, given that Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra is on 6 satellites. We also happen to be online. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, which is where some of you are listening to us from this very evening from here, you will be able to receive this very broadcast. If your friends are struggling, please also direct them to www.radiobiafra.co. People should also be able to listen to us via www.rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv. We also happen to be on ipob.org. ipob.org. IPOB being an acronym for Indigenous People of Biafra, which is our name. We are in over 88 countries of the world and counting. People from all walks of life flock to this very project because they recognize something very, very different about the people piloting the affairs of the Indigenous People of Biafra. And in so doing, they are abundantly certain that Biafra will come under our watch. And we know that as well. We welcome each and every one of you. It is therefore your responsibility to welcome other people as well. I know that the newfound Biafrans who are in New Jersey are listening. I know that a brother tried to connect one of his friends in New Jersey to try and listen to this very gospel. This, it will be morning for them. Here it is evening, the evening of the 5th of January in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now at 10 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. It is my responsibility to announce to the entirety of humanity that we are live and direct in Delta State on CHK 97.6. Our propagation sometimes may be slow, but people must learn to bear with us. We know what we are doing. We are having to evade too many things. We are having to build in requisite safeguards. We are having to make sure that any step we take forward, we never come back. That is why sometimes things may appear to, you know, take slightly longer than necessary, but you must understand, you must bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. Before any advent, as we would say here, we will offer every praise and every prayer and every adoration, every uplifting of name to the Most High Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that this same project he entrusted into our care, that we have not failed, we have continued to march, only forward, never looking back, never retreating, never ever at any time being afraid of our enemies. We have never relented. We have always spoken the truth. We have remained incorruptible. We are as we were from day one, whiter than white and whiter than snow, that this very gospel ordained in heaven may continue to be propagated until all of them that this very gospel we are meant to rescue will be able to absorb it, be able to submit to it, and in the end, collectively together as one impregnable, indivisible family, be able to march into that very kingdom of heaven, which is Biafra. That is why we are here. A Biafra founded on truth and honesty, a sovereign state in Black Africa that will be a beacon of hope to everything marginalized, all the people rendered asunder, all of them on the fringes and margins of public affairs. In Biafra land, you will have a portion, you will be a stakeholder, you will be acknowledged, you will be recognized as a citizen, and there every right therein must be conferred upon you. You will be regarded and treated like a human being, not like the animal that the zoological republic has turned everybody into. That is why Biafra is going to be different. That is why we will pursue it regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequences. There is nothing we will not do to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That is why this work has to continue, and that is why each and every one of you is required. Of course, I am also aware that wherever you have something as gloriously magnificent as this very enterprise ordained in heaven, you will also find vagabonds and criminals and opportunists. Such is life. But that is not going to deter us. Our eyes remain focused squarely on the big prize, which is the freedom for Biafra. Anybody in this very movement for any other reason is grossly mistaken. It doesn't matter who that very person is. If you are in this effort to try and get Biafra, we will get Biafra. Any other reason is not and can never be countenanced or acceptable. Everybody must understand this. There is no exception. Everybody must understand it. Our reputation as a people, as Igbo people, is not very good. Not good at all. Our reputation as Biafrans across the board is not excellent. We are here to repair the damage done. We are here to set a very good example, and that is exactly what we are going to do. If you know you don't have the requisite levels of integrity, of discipline, of rigor and application needed to pursue this very effort, please, please, please step by the wayside. This is not any other Igbo project. It is not. It is not any other Ibibio project or EFI called Ijo for that matter. This is a unique and quite exceptional Biafran undertaking. It is very, very serious. If you know you don't have the metal, you don't have it in you, then please find something else to do. Very, very important. Our work has commenced and it will continue until Biafra comes and beyond. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. People say Kalo, Kalo. I don't know. Anyway, some of us are very dumb. We don't listen very carefully. My name is K-A-N-U, short for Kamanu Ozuzu. Kanu is my name. I'm not Kalo. I don't want to be mistaken for relative of Ojos or Kalo. God forbid. I am Kanu, K-A-N-U. I am making this very warning because anybody calling Radio Biafra and mispronouncing my name, I will cut you off. I don't like my name to be mispronounced. That is why I am always very careful when I pronounce people's names. I try as much as possible to get it right. I don't know why something so simple can be so difficult, but it's understandable. Some of you don't quite understand. But we are here to teach you. If you come to Radio Biafra, you will acquire knowledge. You will acquire wisdom. You will get the requisite education through proper enlightenment procedure, tailored and designed to accomplish only one thing, to give you the necessary education to understand the meaning of Biafra, why we are seeking Biafra, and why Biafra must come. If there is no family meeting where you are, you should start one. If there is a family meeting around you, you go and join them. It is our responsibility as Biafrans to restore our country, to restore her glory. Biafra existed for over 5,000 years. I have said it before. I have been pleading with people. I have posited my hypothesis as to the emergence of Biafra as a state, as a religion, and also as a people. I have been waiting very patiently for anybody brave enough or intellectual enough to challenge my assertion in public. I don't know why that hasn't happened yet. This evening, I will go further to and tell our people something very, very critical. That in life, there is always a clue left as to where people come from. I want you to understand that most of us came from the Afar region of the eastern part of Africa, ostensibly in Ethiopia. I have maintained that from day one, and there are compelling evidence to point towards that very direction. Anybody who will understand us will know that where we come from, at least for the Ephraimites and for the house of Manasseh, Dada, which is what I call my mother, means something in Igbo language, and also the same thing, exactly the same thing in a very famous East African language. I wonder who will get it right. Dada, D-A-D-A. Can somebody tell me what it means in this very language from Eastern Africa? That will tell you exactly as to, I don't know, sometimes people don't quite grasp it. When you come to Radio Biafra, you are indeed privileged. You are about to be imparted with knowledge and education far beyond the capability of any university in the world. You are about to learn, and in turn, we are also going to learn from you. This is your platform, your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Not only am I not the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, I happen to be the commander of all her forces, in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, this is what we have been called to do, and this is what we must do. This is 2015, we must march. You will do everything within your capability to ensure that we march this very year. The zoo is crumbling. This is the year of the perfect storm. Every mitigating factor against the continued existence of the Zoological Republic is currently converging. That storm cloud is brewing. Nigeria will not survive 2015. We want them to do everything they can do, Onyewola agba to see that the zoo remained as one. It can never ever last more than this year. It is impossible. The cracks are there. The fault lines are opening on a daily basis. It is therefore our responsibility here to bring that to the attention of not just Biafrans around the world, but to the entirety of humanity who at this point in time is listening to us right across the face of this very planet. Once again, we run a live interactive session on Radio Biafra. Therefore, our lines will open. And when our lines open, please do write down the numbers to call. The number to call will remain +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, 0044 78 313 08 376. We also happen to be on Radio Biafra Universal Line. That universal line is +44 +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 or 0044. If you're calling us from the zoo, it is 0044 208 133 9976. We also happen to be on Skype, on Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Please, I will suggest very strongly that you refrain from calling Radio Biafra until our lines are officially open, and that will be done in the next hour or thereabout. This is your platform once again, and I must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please go and tell your friends and your family. We will then proceed to present to you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And also, please, if you have people in Agbo, in Umunede, if you also have people in and around all the way to Warri, please ask them if they are receiving Radio Biafra at this point in time via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, because we are continuing the project of propagating our signal on transistor radio, and we want to make sure that we keep testing all the time to see the communities, the villages where we are covering, and the areas where we need to do some more work to ensure that they also receive this very broadcast via that very platform as well. Once again, I must welcome you. Once again, this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, broadcasting on radio, on satellite, and also online at the same time. We must go ahead. We must proceed. By way of headline on this very day, the 5th day of January, in the year of our Lord 2015, as we told you a few weeks ago, everything is converging to ensure that the zoo comes to an end, as Lagos doctors now threaten strike over unpaid salaries. People are not being paid, as we have been telling you. They have now extended that to doctors as well as nurses in a place supposedly as rich as Lagos. That tells you that things are going to happen this year. For those who don't quite understand why this is happening, is because there is a glut in the oil market. America opened up their taps. Instead of importing oil, America is now even selling oil as well. So there is a glut in the market. Supply is way outstripping demand. And because of that, the price will continue to fall. If the zoo does not sell enough oil, they will not make enough money. If, as it is currently, there isn't enough money coming in, people are not going to be paid. Not just doctors and nurses. Very soon, everybody who works in the ministry, either be it state, local government, or federal, will not be paid as well, because there is not enough money to go around. Very, very important people understand this, because the zoo is a one-product economy. You sell crude oil and you get everything else that you need in return. That is why we want to leave that very place, because Biafra cannot be dependent on a natural resource to be able to survive. The Hausa Fulani people cannot do without crude oil. Yorubas cannot do without crude oil. That is why each and every one of these group or groups of people, all they are interested in is one Nigeria, one Nigeria. Why one Nigeria? Because of crude oil. Now they can no longer sell crude oil at over $65 per barrel. That is why they cannot pay their workers. Doctors are not being paid and are planning to go on strike. The ones in Abia State, they have been on strike for heaven knows how long now. The ones in Abia State, they have been on strike for very, very long now. That even we suspect that some people are even beginning to import food into the Zoological Republic. Into the Zoological Republic. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Extremely sad. We must continue. We must continue. They said they're also expecting, which is very, very sad. I mean, The shame and the disgrace is unbelievable. 41 ships laden with food, petroleum products are now expected in Lagos. Food. I thought they said that Hausa people, they produce food. Do you know that Nigeria import food? Salt, sugar, rice, even Indomie. That is supposedly before, when they were lying to us, before Radio Biafra exposed them, they said that the 26th largest economy in the world. 26th largest economy in the world, you cannot feed your own people. That is how bad it is. They said 41 ships are on their way to feed, as we reported earlier. 41 ships laden with food, petroleum products. Petroleum, my God. I call, if you say you're a Nigerian, you're an animal, and people wonder and they say, oh, why are you calling us that? Because how can you export crude oil and you import refined petrol when you have graduates of petrochemical engineering, when you have at least 4 refineries? The meaning of the word refinery is to refine that same crude oil you're exporting into the finished article which you are now importing. Does that make sense to anybody? No, you come from a country where even University of Port Harcourt, they have Department of Petroleum Engineering. They churn out graduates every blessed year. So what they're telling us is that even graduates of Petroleum Engineering from University of Port Harcourt cannot refine crude oil, despite or in spite of the availability of refining facilities. You know, ne? That is why in the zoo, you export crude oil, white people will refine it for you, you import it back at almost treble the price that you paid for it in the first place, and then you also pay Jonathan's friends, who are the subsidy people, the subsidy mafia, you pay them money to also bring it in. And people, somehow, they talk about themselves as human beings, when clearly there is nothing about the country that leads any sensible, discerning person to that conclusion, that these are human beings. They can never be human beings. It is impossible for them to be. 41 ships with food. If they are bringing food from abroad, how about people that said, Hausa people, they produce food? I thought that's what they said. That what do Hausa Fulani people, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi the Sultan of Sokoto, these leeches and bloodsuckers that contribute nothing, not a single thing, to the economy of the zoo, them and Yoruba people? Not absolutely. What do they contribute? What does Ondo State contribute? Tell me. Do you want me to start reeling off for you what core states in Biafra land contribute? Can we start from Enugu? I'm sure you've heard about the coal that sustained the British for a very long time from there. I'm sure you heard about Anambra before, and the oil at Aguleri. I'm also sure you know that the entire Nile River, let me give it the real name, Urimiri Ogbaru. That's the name you call it. That's the white man told this River Niger. That is not the name. The proper name is Urimiri Ogbaru. That is the real, genuine name. If you go to the bottom of Urimiri Ogbaru, inside, in fact, for the younger ones who are not quite up to speed with our teachings here, River Niger is full of oil. That is why it was called the Oil River. Because when the white man was coming, oil was coming out from the bottom of the river, and they can see it on top of it. Till today, it is still there. Oil River. Everywhere is oil. From Anambra all the way to rivers, to Ijaw, everywhere you go to. Coal and oil. And I state it categorically. It is the only part of the world where coal and oil occur on land, side by side. People who may cite Britain as an example, the coal in Britain occurs on the mainland. their oil platforms or the plates that contain the oil is out in the North Sea, very close to Norway. It is not the same. If you go to the USA, the Pennsylvania axis, where they get their coal and their steel, there is no oil. Oil is in Texas. Oil is in California. We are the only people that less than 80 miles between coal and crude oil. The same thing is not in Yoruba land. The same thing is not in Hausa Fulani land. We can never be the same. The same thing that we said to them before, if you want to know those who are indeed one nation, look for those untainted by the corrupting influence of Islam. It is only in Biafra land across the entire West Africa where Islam did not make it to the coast. That should tell you something, especially for those of them joining us for the very first time from parts of Delta State this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all of you. We welcome those of you listening all the way from Abo to Munede, all the way to Iseluku, going all the way, heading towards Asaba. We understand it is not making it into Asaba yet, but we are working, and our engineers are working, and it will get there very soon. Trust us. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. We always do it. Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6 in Delta State as we speak. 41 ships laden with food and petroleum set to arrive. And they say they are civilized. I'm a Nigerian. No, you are not. You are a baboon and a monkey. Your brain is empty. Every day I have to remind you of that. Because if not, you can't even feed yourself. You have universities all over the place. Department of Agriculture, Agri-Economics, Agri-Engineering. Rubbish. You can't produce the food that you eat. What does that make you? A very lazy monkey. Middle Belt Forum calls for immediate arrest of Asare Dokubo. They did not call for the immediate arrest of Buhari when Buhari said something similar in 2011. But because they think that this is not an Hausa person and nothing can happen to them, they can call for his arrest. But Asare Dokubo is entirely correct to say what he said. In this very instance, we must support him. He should go on saying it because the zoo is coming to an end. What did Asare Dokubo say? That without Jonathan, the zoo will implode. That was what people are saying without Buhari, without certificate, the zoo will implode. I love 2015. One thing about 2015 is that things will never be the same again. Never, ever, ever again. In as much as the history of the Zoological Republic is concerned, because Nigeria is a zoological republic full of animals, things can never be the same again. Never, ever, ever. The children of God, the Biafran people, must be free. By Biafra, we mean all the way from Ebanke to Opobo, heading towards Bakassi in the lower Cameroons. These are all Biafran territories. Starting from Ijo land, going to Efik land, coming up to Idoma, to Igala, cut it down through to Ishekiri, to Robo, to Isoko. All of these are one people. They are women tied to a piece wrapper. They wear a blouse and a headscarf. Go to an ordinary market in these areas, you will see it yourself. That is how you know people who are one. If you go into Yoruba territory, they only tie one piece wrapper, signifying their looseness. Very, very loose. The only people that tie two-piece wrapper, in fact, are the Biafran people. Is it Hausa? They wear hijab. That is how you know who your family members are. That is how you know who they are. Language and dialect may differ. That is inconsequential. After all, I'm from Ibeku. If I speak Ibeku dialect, so most of you may not be able to understand it. You look for those common things that hold you together as a people. That is what is important. And to us, I challenge anybody to go to a marketplace in Wari. Also come out and travel to a marketplace in Calabar and tell me if there is a difference. The answer is no, there is no difference. The women buying and selling or trading, they look exactly the same. They dress the same. They eat the same type of food. Everything is the same. Once you go to Yoruba land, they give you Amala. Then you know your life has come to an end. Middle Belt Forum calls for the immediate arrest of Asare Dokobo. We must continue this Radio Biafra. Stop losing 400,000 barrels of oil per day. Fashola tells the government of the Zoological Republic. Yoruba people are interested in oil. Awusa Fulani oil. The only reason why they want the zoo to continue is crude oil. Nothing more, nothing less. I have never seen a greater collection of lazy people in my whole life. The only reason why people claim, rather hypocritically, or they profess their patriotism for the British creation. Most of you don't know that Britain created Nigeria. There is nothing called Nigeria before. It's like somebody giving birth to a child in America and naming the child Shiniqua. Doesn't mean nothing. It's just a useless name. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't have any meaning. It means nothing. The word Nigeria means absolutely nothing. Has no meaning. Has no relevance. Has no meaning and no relevance whatsoever. None. That is why we must destroy it. And with it, every vagabond born of Awusa Fulani blood. All of them will go down. All, there will be no mercy. None whatsoever. We say it so that when it happens, you know that indeed we are the ones responsible for it. So you will know. Because idiots will come out to try and claim some credit. We know that very well. That is why we try sometimes to warn people of what is to come before it comes. Can you imagine if we set up CHK and at 7.6 without telling you? These idiots that want you to join APC will come and say they are the ones doing it. There are idiots everywhere. It is also our duty to contain them. To contain them. And we must do so. We need to do so. We must do so. It's our right and our duty. Stop losing 400,000 barrels of oil per day, according to Fashola. According to Fashola. Obasanjo attacks Jonathan again, accuses president of squandering oil savings. Everybody knows that Jonathan is corrupt. You don't need to be a soothsayer. You don't need to be Einstein. You don't need to be anything extraordinary philosophically to understand that Jonathan is corrupt. But if Jonathan is corrupt, I wonder the type of word to use to describe Obasanjo. Obasanjo is even worse. Even worse than Jonathan. Obasanjo is worse than Jonathan. Very, very sad. He said he squandered. If Jonathan squandered all your money, but you also, Obasanjo, what did you do? You know, sometimes, I don't know, you think about Babangida sometimes, at least. Babangida built Third Mainland Bridge in Lagos. At least one or two things. He tried to build something. Okay, Obasanjo will say he built Abuja. No, he did not. He agreed to the plan of Awusa Fulani people to relocate the capital to their territory. He did not quite build it. So I keep struggling. He will say GSM, but GSM or mobile phones, the way we know it, is as a result of necessity. It came as a result of necessity and not through anything special he did. And mind you, this same Obasanjo, the same thing he did with MTN, Awolowo did with Coca-Cola. It is in their nature to, you know, squirrel, okay? In fact, Osa. They pick 1111 from here. If I get 11 naira from one recharge card, I mean, imagine. They're making serious money. Typical Yoruba. So I'm struggling to understand. Can anybody name any very serious public infrastructure built by Obasanjo? Name one public infrastructure. One. I said. Just name one. Name one. The answer is none. He was in office for 8 years. And do you know Obasanjo was in office for 8 years? I am asking Obasanjo, people that support Yoruba people, name one infrastructure. I don't know, for some reason, when I think about infrastructure, only Babangida comes to mind. At least, in fact, in terms of later work that was done. There is nothing. These people cannot carry out any, they cannot fund any major infrastructural development. without their friends eating all the money. Look at her Jokuta steel mill, turn around. Or is it your average refinery? They can't even refine crude oil. He can accuse Jonathan all he likes, but he is even worse. Zamfara spent 1 billion naira on 2013 Quranic competition. They can't pay teachers, but they're paying people to recite the Quran. 1 billion naira. 1 billion naira on Quranic competition. 1 billion states. Oh my goodness. It's just like getting somebody from, I know that EDF Mabia cannot do it. Anybody, let's say the governor of Akwa Ibom State. Akpabio, getting up one day and starting to splash 1 billion on Bible quiz or Christian quiz competition. Do you think that is acceptable in a secular state? That's a debate for another day. But that's what I've just done in Zamfara. Zamfara, of course, is a very ancient kingdom, I must say that. Very, very ancient. They're very old people. Zamfara people are very, very old. I know that. But have just squandered 1 billion on Quranic recitation. After that, you become a fully fledged graduate of Boko Haram school, courtesy of Buhari, without certificate. And then you start killing people. And then you say, it's our turn. Rotate the presidency. We need oil money. We need to control the lives of Biafrans. Give us access to power. Give us the levers of governance that we can continue to control them. That's all. Or else we kill all of you. And they've been doing it till today. Strike paralyzes court activities in Lagos. Court activities have been paralyzed in Lagos. Everybody is on strike. People are striking. We give this news here because it's not white people or Yoruba. So some of you don't, because your brains are no longer working, courtesy of Yoruba pastors. They have made away with your reasoning capacity. We said before, if you've been following this program for quite some time now, that Nigeria has no money. That zoo, there is no money. The little money left is in the pockets of few individuals. Very few people. They are the one. They are the people responsible for looting the treasury dry. Nigeria has no money. If they did, why can't you pay workers? These ones are also on strike. Doctors are threatening to go on strike. The ones in Abia State are already on strike. All over the place, there is no money to pay people who are working. Where is the money? Please ask Nkosi Okonjo-Iweala and Jonathan. They know where it is. They know where it is. New European law may expose the corrupt practices of Nigeria's oil industry. New laws in Europe may expose it. I said this is the year of the perfect storm. Everything is conspiring. And as all these things are happening, Boko Haram is even going further to dislodge multinational force. Remember the multinational force. The British can now see the very key role they played in the survival of the Zoological Republic and in the demise of Biafra. Without the interference of Harold Wilson, the then British Prime Minister, Biafran forces would have defeated Nigeria comprehensively. I repeat, without the very backstabbing, duplicitous, and evil deed of Harold Wilson's Labour cabinet here in the UK, I believe very, very strongly that we would not only have won or defeated the Zulu army, we would have overrun them completely and totally. Without the help of British, because since Boko Haram started the insurgency, Britain have always declined to sell arms or agree any wider sanctions against Boko Haram. And because of that, Boko Haram is defeating them. Even their so-called multinational, you know, multinational forces from corrupt African countries. What do you think they can do? Very corrupt. Boko Haram is defeating them. And we are bringing you that information this very evening. As well, it has been learned that some female soldiers are missing after Boko Haram attack. They said they've kidnapped about 18 of them. It's being reported, 18 of them kidnapped. And Agbaje warns diaspora, South South youth can shut economy if Jonathan is not elected. I love what is happening. The zoo is coming to an end. I love it. Everybody is complaining. People have had enough, basically. And as we warned them in 2009, if you do not manage the breakup, some of you are not aware of Somali history because, you know, we don't study. We don't read history very well. I'm advising you this evening to go and pick up your history books and dust them down. Turn to the page called Somalia, the collapse or the failure of Somalia as a state. Go and study it very, very well because the same thing is going to happen to the zoo. And it will be uncontrollable. This is a place where there is so much hatred and evil. Where people are not just poor and daft, they are also wicked. You know, the worst thing you can get in life is an ignorant person who is wicked. If you get that combination, then life is over. That is why Africa has never grown or developed up until now. Because in the main, most of them are not only ignorant. Add wickedness on top of ignorance. Big, massive problem. That is why we must try as much as we can to extricate, remove Biafra from the mess before the implosion of the zoo. There will be lawlessness. Believe you me. What do you think Jonathan will do? Jonathan will board an aircraft and run away and leave you with the mess. That is why we must plan. We must plan in advance. We need to plan. If we don't plan and execute our plan, then it's over. I'm not saying that the zoo will not break up. Of course it will. But it will be like Somalia. Once it is broken, you can never mend it. Where is Africa Union Army in Somalia? They ran away. The same way their so-called multinational force is now running away. As Pastor Oyakhilome charges worshippers 1,000 naira entry fee to attend church service. I can't hear people complaining or gossiping. Most of the people that go to Christ Embassy Church are Igbo people. Igbo, IGBO. It's very clear. You have to pay to go in. But somehow, some of you don't think it is necessary to support the work we are doing. I don't know. You judge for yourself. We'll bring you the news in detail later on, only in Africa. Plateau Youth burn PDP Secretariat. Are you listening? Every blessed day will bring you news that will point you to one inescapable conclusion that the zoo is heading towards absolute disaster. Complete disaster. Complete disaster. Naira will depreciate to 200 Naira to $1 in 2015. I will say more than that. The currency has no value. The currency is useless the same way that their political leaders are hopeless. Hopeless. Completely and utterly hopeless. And then Boko Haram turned off the electricity in Borno. Boko Haram responsible for Borno blackout, according to Jonathan's government. The weakest, most imbecilic government ever in the history of governance. Now the news in greater detail. Lagos doctors are now threatening to go on strike over unpaid salaries. The Nigerian Medical Association, NMA, Lagos State Chapter, has issued a 21-day ultimatum to the Lagos State government to pay the August and September. August and September, they have not paid. Where in this world will you be going to work? August, September, October, November, December. We are in January 2015. Are you listening? Ask yourself, I thought you prepared budget. Do they know the meaning of a budget? Budget is your expenditure and your income. And for Lagos State, they would have built in their budget, it would have contained worker salaries in it. For it was approved by the State House of Assembly. Yes, passed. Based on the money coming from Biafra land. Courtesy of crude oil sales, yes, because the money they are paying at the wharf, Igbo people importing their containers, yes, and the tax they pay all the Biafran businesses in Lagos. Is that not correct? You budgeted to pay these people. Now the question is, where is the money that you budgeted last year that was meant to, you know, pay all these people? Where is it? Of course, it's somewhere overseas breathing. Let us build one Nigeria. Now we know why. This ultimatum to pay these salaries was issued in a statement by the chairman of Lagos State NMA, Dr. Tope Ojo, on Sunday. Dr. Ojo, who said if the government fails to heed the demands of the association and the medical guild, doctors working in public hospitals in the state will withdraw their services. According to journalists, the Lagos State government had withheld the emoluments of his doctors for the month of August and September under its no work, no pay policy, when doctors in its employ participated in a nationwide strike called by a national leadership of NMA. He stated the medical guild will proceed to withdraw their services after the expiration of the 21-day ultimatum. If all issues are not resolved, the Lagos NMA will withdraw its services from all institutions in the state, even seven days. If all issues remain unresolved, that is the issue. That is the fact. That is the problem. People are not being paid. People are not being paid their salary in the zoo, of course. And when doctors go on strike, people will die, isn't it? They will die, but nobody will mention them. Nobody will remember them. There will be no public debate about the morality of doctors who are meant to be saving lives going on strike. People will not talk about the stupidity of the government for not paying doctors, of all people. I don't know how they come today, but they're still bringing, talking about security. Let's buy guns for road safety. Let's give more guns to... That will not give you security. Can you at least pay your workers? That would be a very good start. 41 ships laden with containers, food, petroleum products, and other goods would arrive Lagos port from January the 5th to January the 20th. The Nigerian Ports Authority said in its daily publication, Shipping Position, made available to newsmen on Monday in Lagos, that 22 of the expected ships will arrive with containers of different goods. It stated that 5 other ships were expected to arrive with petroleum products, like petrol and diesel. Jesus. They will arrive with containers of different goods, petroleum and diesel, while 4 different ships will bring in fresh fish. To bring in fresh fish from abroad. So all those rivers that we have, all being surrounded by water from Badagry all the way to Bakassi. All of that Atlantic Ocean and Atlantic Shelf, you cannot catch fish there. No, of course it's not imported. That is, even fish will have to be imported into the zoo, of all places. We read such news to let the world understand the level of stark stupidity that we are being forced to live under. British people, you forced us to live with our Safolani that cannot even go to the sea. They think that catching fish is rocket science. No, it is not. I can explain it to you. There is something that looks like a ship. It's called a trawler. Underneath this trawler, you have a row of nets. You cast it out into the sea, maybe at night, in the morning, you pull it up depending on where the school of fish can be found. You scoop them up and then there you have fish. The same technology. They use it in the Pacific is working. They use it in the Indian Ocean, in the China's. Everywhere you go is the same way man has been fishing for donkey's years. So you're telling me that the most populous country in Africa, arguably, they said, of course, now we know they're lying, the 26th biggest economy in the world, you can't even catch the fish that you eat. Oh, Lord. No wonder they gave birth to so much rubbish. And they're everywhere. So much nonsense that they gave birth to. Anyway, what do you expect when you are in the same country with Hausa Fulani people? This is what happens to you. We can't even catch fish, ordinary fish. As we can't. But we were eating fish, including Mangala, before white man came. Now white man has come. Independence, university graduates, local ones. Things are moving forward. OPEC, IMF, after that, we can no longer be able to catch enough fish to eat. You have to import it from abroad. Amazing. Leaders of the Middle Belt Forum, MBF, on Sunday called on the president and security operatives to arrest the leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Dokubo Asare, following his recent comment in which he alleged, allegedly declared that Nigeria would be on fire if President Goodluck Jonathan failed to win the 2015 presidential election. This is the only place in the world where Democrats, people, alleged Democrats, they tell you, if we don't win, we destroy the country. But I implied in democratic discourse is that you appeal to people to vote for you. If they vote for you, you win. If they don't, your opponent wins. Or whoever they vote for, wins. So, like in the UK today, they've kicked off their campaign for the UK general elections coming up. I think it's on May the 9th of this year. Cameron is running. David Miliband is also running for Labour, and a few other people, Nick Clegg for Liberal Democrats. So you're telling me that somebody will come out and say, I am calling from the Conservative Party Central Office. If the Conservatives don't win this election, we will kill everybody. Do you think that is possible? Or Obama's opponent, Mitt Romney or whatever, Mitt Romney will say, if I don't win, if the Republicans don't win the next presidential election in America, we will blow up America. But it is the same thing, the same process that Obama went through to get elected is what you're going through. You claim you're a Democrat, but being a black person from Africa, you don't quite understand that being a Democrat means you accept the will of the people. That is lacking, isn't it? Even in Africa, they don't know the meaning. Despite going to school, what is democracy? Government of the people, by the people, for the people, and to the people, everything for the people. Rubbish. Ask them to practice it. They don't quite understand it. Dokubo is being threatened for saying it. The patron of the group is Ambassador Yohana Majif. He said Asare's documents indicated that President Jonathan would rig the elections. He warned Dokubo Asare to be careful with his inflammatory utterances during these trying times in Nigeria, which are capable of setting in more sentiments. But what I'm asking this man, is it Majid or whatever, is that Buhari said the same thing, if you recall, in 2011, nobody from Middle Belt or Outside Belt or End Belt or Beginning of the Belt said anything about it. Mind you, this is another. It reminds me of the Middle East. When the British, when they run out of options, they add Middle to it, like the Middle East. Somebody's from the Middle Belt. Middle Belt. Very soon there'll be Middle Trouser, Middle Shoe, and Middle Cap or Middle Blouse, as the case may be. He doesn't have a name anymore. He's from Middle Belt. Amazing. Amazing. They don't understand democracy, do they? Buhari said, if I lose, I will kill many people. He lost, and he killed many people. Today, his handiwork, Boko Haram, is on fire, killing as many as possible. And then people are still threatening, and they are all Democrats. That is called hypocrisy. Say one thing and do another. Hypocrisy. I don't like it. Stop losing 400,000 barrels of oil per day, Fashola tells the government of the Zoological Republic. Lagos State Governor Mr. Babatunde Fashola at the weekend asked the federal government to stop losing 400,000 barrels of crude oil per day, which he said could end the zoo nearly 7.8 billion per annum at $50 per barrel. The governor also faulted the austerity measures the federal government of the zoo put in place to stem the impact of the unprecedented decline of oil prices on the international markets, describing the measures as deceptive. He stated this on Sunday at an interactive session with the union leaders of tertiary institutions organized with the vice presidential candidate of APC, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, and the APC governorship candidate in Lagos State, Mr. Kinwumi Ambode, at the Tafawa Balewa Square Hall. At the session, the governor said the austerity measures proposed by the federal government is a deceptive policy. The official excuse it gave that because it was losing 400,000 barrels of crude oil per day, the people have to tighten their belt is not tenable. Largely because of their inefficiency, he said. They have now come to say, tighten your belt as austerity has come. Stop losing 400,000 barrels first, because 400,000 barrels, even at $50 would give you about $20 million per day. When you multiply that by the number of days in a year, you will know much is being lost. Who is losing these 400,000 barrels of oil per day? Because I told you that people come and they take oil and they don't pay. When I broadcast that on Radio Biafra, most of you did not take us very seriously. But now it is very, very clear. Abundantly clear to all concerned. To all concerned. That the oil is going away from the zoo without being paid for. 400,000 barrels. When we announced it on Radio Biafra, some of you thought we were joking. But in the end, we are always justified. In the end, always we are justified. Obasanjo attacks Jonathan again, accuses president of squandering oil. Everything is oil. Europe, oil. Everybody is oil. Why do Awasa want to rule the zoo? Oil. Everybody wants their hand on crude oil. And when you give it to them, they cannot do anything with it. That is the most distressing thing of all. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo has again launched a public attack on President Goodluck Jonathan, accusing him of squandering $25 billion crude oil savings left behind by his administration. Mr. Obasanjo made the allegation while hosting the Southwest Women Leaders at his residence in Abeokuta on Monday. He said his administration left over $25 billion to his successor, Musa Yar'Adua, who raised the sum to $35 billion. Mr. Obasanjo said he also left $40 billion in Nigeria's foreign reserve account after paying the outstanding debt at the time. He said former President Yar'Adua also raised the reserve to $60 billion. Under President Jonathan, the reserves have now plummeted to only $40 billion. Mr. Obasanjo said the new claim follows a series of public denunciation of Mr. Jonathan's government by the former president. It has plummeted to $40 billion. Obasanjo, but you left for $40 billion. When you left, it went up to $60 billion, then came down to $40 billion. So how has he squandered the money? My goodness. Hey, God. Half education is indeed very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. Can you believe Obasanjo left $40 billion, according to their report, Yoruba people? That money was increased to $60 billion by Yar'Adua, he claims. Now, the money has plummeted. When you hear the word plummeted, you think it's gone down to maybe $4 billion or $4. It's gone back, Obasanjo, to the same amount you had before. Oh my goodness. English language. I don't blame them. I blame English language. About $1 billion was spent on the 2013 National Quranic Memorization Competition organized by the Center for Islamic Studies, Osman Danfodio University, Sokoto, and hosted by the Zamfara State government. the executive secretary of the state Quranic memorization board, they have a board, a government agency. What is your job? My job is to oversee the memorization of the Quran by people of Zamfara. That's my job. And where did you get this 1 billion from to pay people memorizing Quran? We got it from our own share of the oil coming from Biafra land. Memorization. Quranic memorization. Where did you get it from? No, we are in one Nigeria. And here we love to read the Quran and Arabic studies. We go to Mecca, we come back, we are all very rich. But what do you do? My job is Quranic. Do you contribute anything to the economy? Of course I do. What do you contribute? We raise people that can recite the Quran. People who can read Quran off head. And that is your contribution to the advancement. Yes, I am contributing to the cultural diversification of Nigeria. So this money you are taking from Biafra land and paying. No, it is a very good cause. After all, it's to the glory of Prophet Muhammad. They take your money from the sale of Biafran oil and they use it. They use that money to pay for people to recite the Quran. How many times this particular oil comes from an area where the Bible is obtainable? Where the Bible obtains? How many of them, do you know what is 1 billion? 1 billion naira. 1 billion naira to recite the Bible. It can never happen, can it? Instead of a state government or the zoo government of Jonathan to sponsor a competition where you recite the Bible and they give you money, they will ask you to bring your own Bible when you're coming. As you will soon find out later, you pay gate fee before you go into the church, and then you sow a seed. You plant that seed and then is it you water it as well. And then you harvest it. But this very news sums up the nonsense that you call Nigeria. On one hand, people are even getting paid to be Islamic. That is what it means. To recite the Quran, they give them money. That is here, 1 billion. That's what this is news from them, not from us. But on the other hand, people that read the Bible, they will not give you anything. They even take from what you have. The pastors will take from you. But in this case, government is coming out and pumping money into Quran. Those of you carrying the Bible, the little you have left in your purse, they take from you. They take from you. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. That is the zoo for you, Zoological Republic. Strike paralyzes court activities in Lagos. Court activities were paralyzed in Lagos today as the judiciary staff union of the zoo began its nationwide strike. However, some staff members of the Federal High Court in Lagos had resumed work. Some said they were not aware of the strike. A registrar told a correspondent that he was not aware of it, and as he was supposed to stay off work. But the court eventually shut down when it became obvious that the trade union meant business. The court's deputy chief registrar, Mr. Bello Okandeji, permitted workers to return home in line with the union's directive. The judiciary workers' body had directed all its members to embark on the strike action as from January 2nd. Their president, Mr. Marwan Adamu, had earlier confirmed that the strike will not be shelved. The union national deputy president, Comrade Samuel Adesanya, told reporters on Monday that the strike began on January 2nd as scheduled, despite the public holidays. Jusun, which is the name of this very group of people, the trade union, resumed the strike because various stakeholders had flouted the memorandum of understanding in which it was agreed that financial autonomy for the judiciary, as ordered by an Abuja Federal High Court on March 13 last year, will be given effect from last month. This is where I also have difficulties with how sometimes we African people approach governance. and the issue of public service. The essence of a democratic process or rule is one singular thing, the primacy of the rule of law, which means that the law must be obeyed at all times. That is the meaning of democracy, basically. Not just the rule of the people, but the people make laws and everybody obeys it. Now, a high court ruled, a competent court of law ruled on something. Do you know that the government ignored that ruling by a court and going about doing their business as normal? And there is no way any civilized society can function. There is no way any civilized society can function if you don't obey the law as interpreted by the courts. You are not civilized. When we say that the zoo called Nigeria is not civilized, this is exactly what we mean. This is exactly what we mean. The court gave a ruling. Jonathan ignored it. They have Chief Justice of the Federation. They have Attorney General of the Federation. Their Attorney General and Chief Justice cannot tell Jonathan that when a court passes judgment, even if the government disagrees, you must implement it. And people tell me they are civilized, they are Nigerians. And I say to you, you are monkeys. You can never be civilized. You don't know what civility means. I think it's a democratic dispensation. People are jumping up and down like a bunch of wild animals. They don't know what comes with it. That is what I call discipline. People don't have the requisite discipline to run a civilized society. It takes something. Not just mere wishful thinking. It takes more than that. More light is said to be shed on the zoo's murky oil sector as new anti-corruption rule comes into force this week here in the United Kingdom, they said. The UK is the first member state of the EU to implement this directive on extractive industries, which requires detailed disclosure of a range of payments, including taxes, royalties, and dividends made to governments on a country and project basis as of January 1, 2015. Directors at UK oil and gas companies could face criminal conviction and unlimited fines if they fail to properly disclose payments made to overseas governments under the rule, which is part of a pan-European drive for greater transparency of dealings between operators in extractive industries and foreign governments. What you need to ask yourself is this: why should it take Britain, a white European country, to tell African people that stealing from your own people is not good? These are the things I have difficulties with. And I don't know how African heads of state, how you can live with yourself. Your people are dying in abject poverty. And the best thing you can do is to steal their money, is to connive with white companies to steal their money by accepting bribe and undercutting the interest of your own people that you claim to be serving. That is why there is no regard for us. Hopefully this will shed more light and will make stealing and thieving even impossible. But of course, being the Zoological Republic, they will find one or two or three ingenious ways through which they will be able to circumvent this very rule. They are good at it. Boko Haram have now dislodged the multinational force and have now taken over Baga, B-A-G-A. I'm sure that's how they pronounce it. I'm not too sure. Displaced residents of Baga town, where Boko Haram terrorists have now hoisted their flags after dislodging the formidable multinational joint task force on Saturday, yesterday recounted the chilling details how insurgents overpowered the armed forces and forced everyone to flee into neighboring Lake Chad. Some residents who were lucky to escape the deadly attack said they fled alongside armed soldiers who had given up after the terrorists outgunned them. Homes, business premises, government structures, and even part of the seized joint task force headquarters were burnt down as the insurgents who stormed the town from all sides gave soldiers on the ground no breathing space as both forces battled for hours. All escape routes led to Chad. for the beleaguered fishermen and other dwellers of Baga, many of whom were reportedly killed and others injured in the crossfire. Fishermen running with the army of Nigeria, and they want to hold election. These people are serious jokers. Serious jokers they are. It has been learned that Boko Haram militants may have kidnapped 18 female soldiers in Baga, the same town that fell. According to information from military sources, two sources told a news group that out of 26 female soldiers posted to the military base of the multinational joint task force, only 8 have so far been accounted for. The commander of the troops in the area, Colonel Kuti, also has not been found since the insurgents attacked the town on Saturday. Okay. The commander of the troops in the area, his name is Colonel Kuti. He's a Yoruba man. And no wonder his barracks fell. Yoruba man. And he's missing since then. He's a Yoruba man. His unit has collapsed. He's a colonel. I told you, you don't send boys to do men's job. You don't send the Yoruba man to go at the front line. Maybe because they've been listening to what we have been saying, they have sent this coward to the front line. And he's missing. Obagoso, Yoruba man. And his unit has fallen, as we expected to. These are Yoruba people. They're not. If maybe you see this Colonel Kuti, give them 8 or 9 years now, they'll say, oh, one gallant soldier, Colonel, single-handedly, he fought off Boko Haram. But history is there. The world is no longer in the dark. We are now in the open. We know what is happening, and the whole world is listening. There is no room for deception. There is no more room to deceive and cheat people. Radio Biafra is here. It is your duty to lie. It is also our duty to expose you. We cannot stop you from lying, and you cannot stop us from exposing you. As simple as that. Lagos State PDP gubernatorial candidate Jimmy Agbaje has warned that Niger Delta militants could shut the country's economy down if President Goodluck Jonathan was not returned to power next month. In February, Mr. Agbaje will be running for Lagos State governor in the same election, during which President Goodluck Jonathan will be up against General Muhammadu Buhari without certificates of the All Progressives Congress. Visiting London yesterday to woo the diaspora and raise funds for his campaign, Mr. Agbaje warned of the consequences of not returning President Goodluck Jonathan to office. And this is an educated man. That is what I find astonishing about these people. They claim they are educated. An educated man is saying, just like as I alluded to earlier, somebody can come and say, David Cameron, the consequences of not returning him into power. What utter nonsense is that? Any day you say it, you lose election here anyway. You will. You will. We continue. Pastor Oyakhilome charges worshippers 1,003 free to attend church. 1,000 naira entry fee to attend church service. Embattled Christ Embassy Church founder Pastor Chris Oyakhilome is under fire again after it emerged that he charged parishioners a 1,000 naira fee, which is $3. I think he speaks in American accent. Maybe it's $3.60. Get fee to attend a New Year's church service in Lagos. On April 9 last year, Pastor Yakilome's wife, Anita, filed for a divorce, citing unreasonable behavior and adultery as her grounds for seeking a separation. Since then, he and his wife has been involved in a high-profile exchange of words in the media, with each of them accusing the other of all forms of impropriety. To add to this headache, Pastor Yakilome has come under fierce criticism for charging worshippers to attend his New Year's Eve service at Christ Embassy's headquarters in Oregun area of Lagos on December 31st. Those who could not afford the 1,000 pass were turned back and told that they could go elsewhere to worship or watch the service online for free. I hear Fitrun. That's what suits most of you, because you don't listen, do you? This is Radio Biafra. At least we don't charge you for it. Some are grieved. Supporters of the PDP in Kanke local government area of Plateau State have burnt the party secretariat in the area. This has been reported by a newspaper. The aggrieved supporters also destroyed President Goodluck Jonathan and Senator Gyan Wajok's campaign posters. It has been gathered that in Kanke, the incident took place on New Year's Day when worshippers were still observing crossover prayers in various churches, but the news just broke. The immediate cause of the violence was linked to an alleged diversion of some Christmas and New Year gifts meant for the people of the local government by government and party officials. In other words, PDP was meant to give them what is called stomach infrastructure, rice, beans, tomatoes, and onions. And that did not come. And that led to the burning of this very secretariat in Kanke local government area. Under all these clouds, do they still intend, as they claim, to conduct elections? That is untrue. That can never happen. This is Radio Biafra for joining us for the very first time. We are live and we are direct. Today's date is the 5th of January, 2015. The time now is approximately 22 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We are live and we are direct. We are live to the whole world because this is the only place where you will hear the truth being preached in an unadulterated fashion. If you're strong enough, when our lines open, you can call and challenge if you can. Naira will depreciate to it will go lower than that. Analysts at the financial derivatives company FDC Limited have said the value of the Naira will further depreciate to over 200 Naira to the dollar on the parallel market in 2015. The analysts in the FDC Economic Monthly publication for December 2014 said the value of the Naira is also expected to depreciate by up to 5% at the official end of foreign exchange market. The Naira had been classified as third worst performing currency in Africa in 2014 against a basket of very liquid this will be very funny. They call it very liquid currencies following Ghana's Cedi and Zambia's Kwacha. As I told you, Ghana's Cedi is falling because an Hausa man is in charge. If you put Hausa man in charge, of course your economy will crumble. It's as simple as that. The John Mahama, he answers an English name but is a Muslim. He changed to Christianity so that they can vote for him in Ghana. He came in and Ghana is now experiencing intermittent power supply. Things are becoming hard again. If you want your country to move forward, never allow an Hausa Fulani man to come close or else you will wallow in poverty for as long as it takes. We must continue. Boko Haram is now responsible for the Borno blackout according to the Zulu government. The federal government of the Zoo yesterday blamed the prolonged outage in Borno State on sabotage and insurgency. The Minister of State for Power, Alhaji Mohammed Wakil, in a statement signed by his special assistant on media, Olawale Rashid, always Yoruba people on the media side, said that the government had made several attempts at restoring the power supply, which was cut off in June 2014 after a suspected terror attack at the Damboa power substation. The Federal Ministry of Power has reportedly moved to reconnect Maiduguri to national grid, but insurgency and sabotage have so far delayed the realization of that goal. In the last 7 months, when the power lines and substation at Damboa were attacked, the ministry, through the transmission company of the Zoo, made at least 7 attempts to rectify the problem, but on each occasion the officials were attacked. The statement said that 2 other attempts to restore power were successfully accomplished, with parts of Maiduguri enjoying electricity supply. But if that is the case, how come they are complaining? How come they are complaining? That concludes our news presentation this very evening. Our news headlines followed by our news summary with our analysis as well. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line and see who is there. Our lines are now open. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, can I hear you?
Well, yes, what is your name?
My name is Amoniwo. I'm calling from Lagos.
From Lagos, turn your system down. Turn your system down. If you turn your system down so we can hear you very well. Can you turn your system down?
Yeah, okay, turn the system down.
Let us go to the line and
turn it down. If you don't turn the system down, you cannot hear me. Can you turn it down?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. They don't listen, do they? Our lines are now open. You can call Radio Biafra. We are on Skype on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. And our phone lines are also here. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. And the whole of humanity will be able to hear your voice. If you have anything to say, any opinion to offer, any advice to give, anything that you have to say. But I know that if you are fathered by Awosafulani, if you are fathered by Awosafulani, I can understand the way you will feel. You are not one of us and can never be. Can you hear me now?
No. Yes, I hear you.
Yes, repeat your name, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Somamiu. I'm calling from Lagos.
From Lagos. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I want to thank Nnamdi Kanu for his job well done. I appreciate him and he's educating me. Since I started listening to Radio Biafra, honestly, I went to university, but I'm learning more from him. So we love you so much and don't want it to happen to him, but he's very careful. That is my contribution. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you very much. There's nothing is going to happen. We are going to destroy the zoo. They should be worried about us, not us worrying about them. They should worry about us. They should. I understand and I accept your prayer. Of course, I do. I do wholeheartedly. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? He is on hold. I don't know why he should be on hold. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They put themselves on hold. Not me. I didn't put them on hold. This is Radio Biafra. As I said earlier, our lines are now open. Plus 4478-313-08376. I repeat, plus 44. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
376. Yeah, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down. I beg you people all the time, once I take your call, please turn your system down if you can, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director. There's no any...
Thank you. Yes, please. Your name and where you
My
are.
My name is Emmanuel.
Sorry?
Emmanuel Chim.
Emmanuel. And where are you calling from?
I'm coming from London. Emmanuel Chimezri.
Emmanuel Chimezri from London. Then please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit of your presentation this evening and analysis. One thing I was telling you that in this zoo country, expect that anything is possible. You see that those that call the frog, calling the following frog, you are a frog. Why himself is a frog? Jim Obasanjo, that criticizing Jonathan Obasanjo, is it a good, is he have any good quality as a leader?
No.
It's where the animal live.
Yes. But what I want to ask you is, can you hear me? Have we lost him? Can you hear me? Emmanuel, can you hear me? No, I don't think you can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know if our lines are experiencing exactly the same issues we had a few days ago. I don't think so. Let's go back and see who is on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know. The lines are here. People are there, but no voice is coming through. Can you hear me? The caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is something else. I can't believe this. I can't believe it. The people are on the line, but no voice is coming out, which is astonishing. The caller on the line, can you
Hello?
Hear me? Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hungary.
From Hungary, please. What is your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter who?
Hello.
Yes, what is your surname? What
I'm Peter Opara.
Opara, you are calling from Hungary. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to know... look, first of all, I have to thank you for the immense job that you do.
Thank you.
And I believe that the God of our ancestors will always keep you. I'm not afraid.
You see?
Now, what is your take about the recent Father Mpaka's and, you know, preaching, which was a truth, and how it is being reacted by the following people, especially the so-called bishops and the clergy?
Father Mpaka spoke the truth, and I support him completely and totally. But the only mistake he made was not to go ahead to qualify.
I'm on the same note too.
Yes. The only mistake he made was not to go ahead to qualify and say, I am not asking you to vote for anybody else, because in a race being run by two people, if you say don't vote for A, it means you're saying vote for B. But he never said that people should vote for Buhari. He never said that. I support everything Mbaka said from top to bottom and more. I support it completely. Jonathan is a useless fool. Who doesn't know that? If that is the truth. What I said to people is this. Is what Mbaka said truth or not? And it is truthful. Can anybody name one major developmental project carried out by Jonathan? Name one. The answer is zero. Zero. Zilch. Mbaka is right and I support him completely and totally. As simple as that.
You have made my day, because I even wrote that on his Facebook. I hope that was the correct one. That's what our people do. We want to kill the messenger and forget where the truth lies. And then you see bishops coming up, whether or not, even Mbaka is not speaking for Nigerian bishop. He was speaking the truth.
Simple.
And I hope accept that, because this is a man with the courage to open up and say something that is good, and there is not, it is not a hidden issue anyway.
It's not hidden at all. What he said is correct.
Please,
our people
have my number.
Yes, this is your number, is it?
Please save this number, Carlo. I want to talk to you on a more sensitive note. Anytime you can call me, I'm in Hungary. I really need to talk to you. That's something that we don't need to put on air. When you have time, just call me and I'll call back.
No worries. We shall do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. May the good God of our ancestors keep you.
Yes, and keep you too. Thank you very much, Father. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Our lines are now going crazy everywhere. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name for the listening public. I know who you are. But confirm your name, please, for those of them joining us for the very first time who may not have heard your voice before and where you're calling us from.
Yes, my name is Pastor Benjamin Ndokoba Okereke. I hail from Ubelembudi in Imo State. I am the zonal coordinator of Leeds in West Yorkshire, and by special grace of God, financial secretary of Indigenous People of United Kingdom. Director, I'm here to first of all announce the meeting of our next meeting on coming this Sunday for the Indigenous People of Leeds, coming this Sunday by 3 p.m. 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, 11th of January.
Yes.
Please, I endeavor for all members of Indigenous people and friends of Indigenous people, families of Indigenous people living around West Yorkshire, should please attend this meeting. It is the beginning of the year for us to plan more ahead about the coming of Biafra and the support that we have to render. And things are more agendas that will be discussed, the progress of Biafra. And I also want to use this opportunity to say Happy New Year to you. I tried to call during the New Year celebration, but
yes,
I couldn't.
I know. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you, and same to you. Same to you.
And then I also want to tell you good tidings, because God has healed your throat as well. It wasn't easy for you that week because your voice were really down.
Yes.
Also, say Happy New Year to your family and well wishes of all Biafrans. Secondly, there is this debate that they were debating yesterday about well, there was a lot of debate anyway, but I want to, you just clarify something about Mbaka comment. I love what you stand. That is absolutely what you is supposed to be. And people should not crucify him for...
Why? Why should they crucify him? Was he lying? That is the starting point. Was Mbaka lying?
No.
Simple. End of story now. He spoke the truth. We must learn to embrace the truth, even if it's very bitter. You must learn to swallow it. It's important we do that.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to call yesterday was when this gentleman, people that went to Denmark and all that. Director, we have forgotten that we have shared out our booklet for the Defense Fund. And I hope Omiomio is listening, and the COC. We should also try as much as possible to retrieve these booklets. If these people that have put out, or the coordinators that have put out from our struggle, still got these booklets for, on their hands, they should as soon as possible return those booklets back to us. You know, the receipt booklets that we issued out when people complete their £300 defense fund. I believe most of them have received that booklet, and that booklet is very, very vital for indigenous people of Biafra. They should return that booklet as soon as possible, if any is still with them. I was trying yesterday to remind them about this booklet, you know, the receipts. I don't know, you know about what I'm talking about.
Yes, of course, yes.
Please, it's a very, very important document, that one, and nobody should keep it if you are no longer in the struggle. I was trying to call yesterday to remind them of that booklet. It is very, very important. Very, very.
Yes.
That's one of the things that I remember to call, and that's why I was struggling to call yesterday.
Okay.
Director, may God bless all Biafrans, those that are supporting, and we pray that this year, the more people are coming, even Biafrans in Leeds are coming up now.
Yes. Have we lost him as well? Benjamin, can you hear me? Why should a line just like that, abruptly? Can you hear me? No, cannot hear me. The caller on the other Skype line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Please go ahead. Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Yeah. My name is Tochimu Wanko. I'm calling from Sweden, Gothenburg, Sweden. This is the younger brother to the National Coordinator of Nigeria. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do.
So I just want to speak, I just want to make my own comment on the issue that is going on about Mbaka or something.
Go ahead.
So I listened to the speech he made, and the speech was quite good. Everything he said was truth. Everything he said is like, he said it the way it happened, and everything he said is truth. Everybody know that. But my own problem there is not about, maybe he himself don't know. My own problem there is that when he's saying about should not vote Jonathan in, and when two people are fighting, the only two of them remaining, if you don't vote this person in, now means the other person will go. And the other person that is remaining is more dangerous than the person that is even saying that we should not vote in. So this is where my own problem is with the speech he made. Like, he's trying to take us off of Jonathan, but he's putting us into a place.
No, he is not. I'll defend him, and I'll tell you why. It is the job of journalists. You see, that is the thing about lazy journalism and where people dwell on gossip rather than facts. What do you think it would take a journalist to go to him rather than all these hoo-ha, Archbishop said this, that Monsignor said that? Why don't you go to Mbaka and ask him only one question?
Yeah.
Are you saying we should then vote for Buhari? That would let the cat out of the bag. End of story. Everything is finished. But because people are intellectually lazy. These problems could have been solved. All you need to do is to go to Mbaka and say to Mbaka, having said all these things about Jonathan, which some people may agree with you, are you then suggesting, given that it's only Jonathan and Buhari who are contesting, now that Jonathan is this bad, do you think that we should then vote for Buhari? Then you nail the man down, and you can then castigate him if you want to. But what I'm saying is that everything he said is spot on correct. Everything is correct. He said about Jonathan.
Yes.
He never said, now, or you can say to him, when are we going to hear your opinion on Buhari? He can say something about Jonathan. Then later on, he can say something about Buhari. But we never waited for him to finish. But we went into overdrive, which is not good.
Yeah, but I have one more problem of what one speech, there is one speech he made again that I did not like. He continued to say that people are saying that Buhari said that it will make Jonathan's government on government. It is not Buhari who said that. And even it is Babangida who said that. If it is Buhari, why Jonathan did not arrest him? You should not try to back
but
it up.
But in all of that, I will ask you now. You've read it. You've seen the video and everything and the transcript. Yeah. Let me ask you. Did Mbaka say you should vote for Buhari?
He did not say it directly. This is what is coming out.
No, there is nothing. You see, that is why, if you go back to what Mbaka was saying, that is why the man got it right. He said, if you say that Buhari asserted I will make the control, why didn't you arrest him? Now, the question I will ask anybody is this. Did Mbaka ask you to vote for Buhari? You will tell me no, but I have accepted your answer to be no.
Yeah.
You should not think for the man. Don't think for somebody else and say he meant to say something. No. Base everything he said from what comes out of his mouth. You can convict somebody by what comes out of their mouth. That is where we lost track of this very case. He may be implying where two people are fighting, as you said. You said one is guilty. It means the other one is innocent. It doesn't mean that necessarily. The two could be guilty. You don't know. But we never waited to find out. And what we're asking our people to do is to not to engage in lazy journalism. Our people should try and find out his opinion about Buhari's record. That is what they should have done. And then present and say to him, these are the bad things that Buhari did. And see the way he will respond. Eventually you ask him, are you then saying we should vote for Buhari? If he says yes, then we can crucify him.
Okay. But like, you know, my own fear, I understand everything you say, and this is the way I understand it. Even if you say to vote for Buhari himself, me, I'm not ready to do that, even if you say that. But the problem I have now is our people back home, the condemnation this world will do to them, because they do not understand it this way you understand it. So what I'm trying to do now is for, like, I don't know if there is any how we can send delegate to go and meet him and let him know what we are cheating for. You know, if he know it, and if he continue to say this, you know, we know openly that it's against us. But now he don't know anything. So maybe I don't know if it's necessary to let him know a little bit of what we are cheating for. Like, you know, let him know anything about, because I've been saying this even before this speech. If you could remember, I've been saying it every time. If they meet him, I know, because I've listened to one of his preaching where he said the Igbos are suffering too much. If the Nigerian cannot treat the Igbos well, we should go. He said it. If I can find it on YouTube now, equally send it to you and you listen to it. So for him to say that kind of thing, you know, I believe that if he knows that there is a struggle going on with Biafra people and they truthful something as well, like this, that is going to bring Biafra, he will surely support, I believe. So the problem there is just to let him know. If you can let him know, I'll be very, very happy about that. That's the main reason why I called. It's not because of their...
He knows already. And people should not dabble into things of this sort. He should have known the uproar was going to cause before saying such a thing. But I understand him totally. The truth must be spoken regardless of who is offended. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. We have people all over the place looking to speak to us. We must go to them one after the other. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Can I hear you, director? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
Good evening, sir. My name is Obi Noye. I'm calling from Oslo, Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to ask one question. Is Tekwa Sokorie, is he not running for the presidency?
He is.
Then why can't we channel our support to him if Padambaka has condemned Jonathan? Why are we presenting only... People are presenting only... Buhari, Is he not there? Why would just Biafran just forget about the man? Why can't we, okay, we still have someone that bears a Igbo name and the man of honor and truth. Why can't we give him our own vote so that we
know
that
we are representing? My dear brother, do you think everybody is like you? Do you think everybody thinks the way you do? You are correct. You have thought like a reasonable, patriotic Biafran who puts the interest of the people first. The difficulty we are having with people recognizing that Chekwa Sokoria is running is because Chekwa Sokoria has not stolen PTF money. Chekwa Sokoria has no private jet. So where is he going to get the money to dish out to people? Our people don't quite understand what is honor. And because we are Biafrans, IPOB, focused on Biafra and Biafra alone, we don't have anything to do with the zoo politics. As simple as that. They can do whatever they want to do. That is their business. Our focus is on Biafra and nothing else. But we are the things to change, which it will never ever change. In the next world, who knows, we will be able to perhaps vote for somebody like that, but not in this one. Biafra is important. It's Biafra we're looking for. COC is with me. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Nande, good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sweden. My name is Laren.
What is your surname? Ahanna Gobogeni, your father's name?
My name is Larry Okucha.
Larry, thank you very much. Please go ahead. From Sweden, go ahead.
Yeah, please, this was Mbaka. I want to know, he made a statement and he said, instead, his father will rule him. His father and his corrupt will rule him. Let a foreigner, a stranger, rule him. What do you think about that issue?
He is absolutely correct as well. It's called principle. I asked you, you are calling from Sweden, is that correct?
Yep.
Is the where is your village in Biafra land?
Delta.
You are from Delta. Which part of Delta? Which local government area?
Anocha.
Anocha?
Yep.
Is the Prime Minister of Sweden from Anocha as we speak?
No.
Let us be honest, be truthful. Between Anocha, let us forget about sentiment. If you look at the quality of life right now in your local government area or in mine, where would you prefer to live? In Sweden or in Anocha? Where would you want to live?
Pardon? I didn't get the question.
Let us remove sentiment. Put sentiment to one side. Right now in your life, where would you prefer to live and pursue your career and your work? Is it in Anocha or where you are currently in Sweden? Let's be honest.
Anocha, of course.
In Anocha?
Yeah.
Why are you not there now?
Well, I'm not there now.
Yes. If you prefer Anocha to where you are, which is possible, I agree. You're telling me the right thing. That's why I said remove sentiment. Where are you right now? Where are you making your living right now?
Sweden, of course.
Exactly, because Sweden is better than where you come from. Because if you love your place so much, and the same opportunity you have in Sweden, you have it in your father's compound. You'll be in your father's compound. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But right. The reason why you are in Sweden, where somebody from Anocha is not the local government chairman, nor the mayor, nor the prime minister, is because of the policies that they run. People go and queue to travel to America. Even before Obama came in, when Clinton, George Bush, Ford, Nixon, John F. Kennedy, Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., it doesn't matter. People go to United States because it is a land of opportunity. Your father is not there. Your mother is not there. It is the policy that you follow. The opportunity that comes that you follow. That is how life is. Instead of my father to govern me that is corrupt, I would better be governed by an Eskimo. Principle. That is what it is. Principle.
Are you trying to tell me that when two parties are fighting, mm-hmm. the two people are fighting,
Yes.
And you are just categorically saying that, oh, this particular person has been a good luck and emit a bad luck. And instead of them to vote in, they should vote any other person, a stranger. There's no turn the Zoom to what do you call it, Muslims country. Is that what we are supporting them?
No, people don't follow. You will listen very carefully. Please, when you listen to Radio Biafra, listen with a pen and a piece of paper. Did you hear Father Mbaka say, vote for Buhari? Did you hear that?
No.
I rest my case. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Engineer is with me. Can you hear me, COC? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you confirm?
Of course, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I have to bring my voice low because I'm in the office area.
Okay.
And,
go ahead.
Director, today has been a very... normally, Mondays are very tough for me because I have a staff meeting starts 1 hour after the broadcast. And when I started listening, you had a very lengthy introduction to the news. And you were not even halfway gone when I went for my staff meeting. And I just came out now. And I think the first call I had was talking about Mbaka and co. And... Director, I'm not happy with, the quality of call, the two calls I've heard so far, because it still goes back to the same thing. Because I heard you, the introduction, it was packed. I think they're talking about importing food, importing fish and all that. These are the things we should have been hammering and not...
No, but it is not gossip now.
Yeah. I know. It's not gossip.
This one is topical because it is full of gossip. Spicy. Archbishop is talking. Venerable is speaking. Catechist. One teacher. Everybody is saying something because... better engineer, you must know. These are our people... I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know the type of reader you used when you were small, but I used, you know that one we said, John is Kutum Kwameri, is Bale, but the teacher is the Lewan. You know the pictorial where you have the pictures and then you describe it. It's always very easy to read, isn't it? When there are pictures in a book. But the older you get, you just want to read a book without pictures in it because, you know, intellectually you can, or in your mind, you can, you know, have a feel of what it looks like that you're reading about. That is the way it is with black people, unfortunately. We want to discuss things that are very mundane. If you go to Radio Biafra now on Facebook and say, if you want Biafra to come, type yes and in Jesus' name, you get 2,000 likes. If you go there and say to them, please, can we look at the very imperative of making sure we develop proper agricultural policy so that we don't import fish anymore? That very comment, nobody will talk to you from now till next year. I don't know what to do to correct it. Maybe you have the solution. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, it's very, 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 very discouraging that... because I listened to your intro, the news was really, really packed. I mean, it was meant for a serious intellectual discourse. But what are we getting? Father Mbaka this, Father Mbaka that, Father Mbaka this. Father. I mean, when are we going to stop all this? Biafrans, I'm friends of Biafra. When you want to call and discuss the topic of the day. The topic of the day, Director talked about, because I heard him a little bit, he talked about having a Department of Petroleum Engineering in Uniport. We had it also in the university I graduated from in Owerri, Federal University of Technology, Owerri. And yet we don't have we have four refineries capable of refining 450 barrels a day per refinery. So you know how many that will bring in it. And then when you refine, you have different products. And then there's what is called midstream. Midstream is between the what they call the upstream and the downstream. The upstream is for crude production. The downstream is for refining. In between, you have what they call the midstream. Product from the refinery is fed into the midstream to get more derivatives of hydrocarbon. And there, which will fuel the economy and which will also be meant for export. These are the things we should be talking, not Father Mbaka. And people always take advantage of the fact that Director will never shy away from any topic. They take advantage of that and start bringing in things that are irrelevant because they know that once they say something, you are going to follow it to its logical conclusion. And so they distract and derail you from the cruise control which you already set from the introduction.
But we cannot if we believe in free speech, which is what we practice here. You don't and cannot tell people what to say or what to think. If you take our attention away now from this Fadambaka by passing a comment that is very credible, that people want to talk about, which I want them to talk about, then perhaps they will be able to do so. Because this is exactly what happens sometimes. You know, sometimes they say, oh, let us not discuss this issue. Stop it. Don't discuss it. I am not a student of that, because you must learn to always tutor people away from their line of reasoning, not by being draconian, but by making sure that they understand that you have just put it now. What is more important? Is it to discuss Fadambaka, who said this or doesn't say this? Or is it to talk about how is it that a country of supposedly 160 million people are still importing fish? You understand? Which you can pose it to us as a question and say, which one is more important? Which one you don't want to discuss? And I'll go ahead and ask that question on air. Do you want us to discuss the very insulting situation, very derisory situation, where 160 million people cannot go out to catch fish to eat? They need to import it. And by the way, how many, how can I put it? How many ships do you laden with fish do you need in a country of 160 million people before you can feed them? Things like that, we can then discuss it. Because I have my understanding, maybe I am an advocate, I'm a libertarian, I believe in free speech. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. I believe that in the end, you can defeat even the most spurious argument with reason and logic. That's my belief. A mad person can run out. Of course, you know, most Igbo people are mad anyway. A mad person can run out from somewhere and start yabbing and blabbing about something entirely irrelevant. You tutor them and school them back to reason. If we shut down and shut down and shut down and shut down, as time goes on, they will not know what to talk about anymore. They will be thinking, instead of them to open their mouth and say something, and they could be saying something very, they'll be thinking, this thing I'm about to say, will it be acceptable? We don't want them to go down that line. But the way you have put it now is perfectly normal. That, do you think it is worth our time discussing Fadambaka, who said this actually in Monsignor, rather than focusing on the fact that 160 million people cannot fish? And that solves the problem.
Yes, yes, Director, yes. And one thing again, you have to, you know that before the end of the broadcast today, I'll be listening. Somebody will call in and talk. Taking us back to Fadambaka.
No. If they ask us about Fadambaka, the only thing to do is to try to relate it to, because we are here to serve multiple purposes. One is to educate our people, to tell them to be strong in the face of adversity, as long as you're speaking the truth. We may be able to learn from the Mbaka discussion and even strengthen our people to understand that it doesn't matter how many people may be against you, but if you're speaking the truth, you are speaking the truth, which is why I keep asking the question, did Mbaka ever ask anybody to vote for Buhari? And the answer is coming back as no. We can also go ahead and say to them, discussing Mbaka, when this is Radio Biafra, when we're supposed to be doing something concerning Biafra, is taking us back. If we don't discuss Biafra and discuss Mbaka. But again, can somebody come back and say that it is impacting on what we are doing? As our brother said from Switzerland? Why is it that Mbaka could not have used this time to talk about Biafra instead? So in a way, we are still bringing Biafra into it as well as we go along. But the key thing is that people should try as much as possible to take us to where we want to belong, which is, how do we get Biafra? How are we going to get Biafra? What are the things that we all need to do individually and collectively to ensure that Biafra comes? And even when Biafra comes, how are we going to structure it that you don't have somebody without certificate running for office?
Yes, Director, can you still hear me?
Because of course I can hear you. I can hear you very well. Okay, of course I can.
Okay, so let me go ahead. We got into this.
No, it's important. Go ahead.
Yes, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Ryan Clifford Chukwuemeka from Aaron Joyemobi in Uguta in Biafra land, and I live in Houston. I'm currently the COC, Coordinator of Coordinators of Indigenous People of Biafra Worldwide. I will also like to inform Biafrans and friends of Biafra that Biafra is not yet a nation, and so we don't have any government. Anybody telling you that there's a government or there's any council of elders is deceiving you. That's lie from pit of hell. Director, I would like to use this opportunity on behalf of the directorate, members of the Directorate of State and Indigenous People of Biafra Worldwide to show our concern for the National Coordinator of India, Christian Mwosu, who was involved in a motor accident with some of his principal officers, but they survived, and we give God the glory. Director, something else I need to say is just to let the whole world know that Indigenous People of Biafra, USA, Dallas zone is the strongest zone in the world. I repeat, Indigenous People of Biafra, Dallas zone, led by Maramu Gochuku, is the strongest zone in the whole world. They are intact, they are solid, they are formidable, and they are unshakable. Director, you know Maramu Gochuku, he is a one-man riot squad.
Yes. Why are you talking like this? Is he okay? Is he sick?
No, he's okay. As a matter of fact, you will see him live in Spain. There's no doubt about it. He and I. So he is a very formidable.
Because of the way he was sounding, I see if there's something wrong with it. I see if something went wrong.
No. There's nothing. I'm just trying to let the whole world know that Dallas zone is solid, formidable, and they are strong, led by Maramu Gochuku. Everything is solid over there.
It has to be. Are we not growing from strength to strength? Don't people listen to Radio Biafra to know how strong we are? I have a contact I should have given you last night, which I failed to do. I shall endeavor to inbox you the contact details of our brother from Toronto in Canada who wants to be a part of the family, so you can put him through or in touch with George. Very, very important that we try and do that. So people are coming every... This is IPOB, for goodness sake. There is no rival here, for goodness sake. Yes. There isn't any.
Yes, Director, you just took the word right off my mouth. I was going to talk about that caller because yesterday I wasn't listening. I started listening from the time our sister gave a report of what happened in Denmark. So I didn't hear much, but I got a call from George Ipe Wojo, who is the...
Yes.
In Canada,
yes.
And he was wanting that information, and I told him I'm going to call and request you to kindly send that to me. So I respect that. Director, three more points and I'll be done. Number one is I want to remind our members, our zones, our coordinators, that it's time to do make sure that they get their monthly dues on timely so that we can execute our projects. Secondly, for those who also want to be part of the $100 contribution and want to do so through PayPal, it's very easy. It's peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. I know a former has circulated there, but I just wanted to say that because, Director, not everybody is on Facebook. There are those who are listening, but they are not on Facebook, so they will not see the information from a former. So I had to say that on air. peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. Do that on PayPal, and we get many people already, Director, making their contribution through PayPal. Now, Director, let me close with this. Yesterday, I went to the All Saints Anglican Church in Houston. Remember the one you and I and Chidera went to the other time you came to Houston in June? Do you remember?
Yes, of course I do, yes.
Yes, I went there for the first service of the year, and Director, the sermon was all about Biafra. And I promised God, I was supposed to call you yesterday, and I promised Chukwuebiam I'm going to call and make this request. And I say, I know that you are going to grant me this request. But I tried and called yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't get through. But today, I've been able to get through, and I'm making this request. And Director, please oblige me this request. Director, I would like you to close today's broadcast close today's broadcast with Jeremiah 31 from verse 7 to verse 14. I repeat, director, please close today's broadcast reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, from verse 7 to verse 14. You may say the normal ritual if you want to, but use these 7 or 8 verses to close today's request, to close today's broadcast. My humble request.
Is it because is it in appreciation that Anglican Church in somewhere in Houston is now that they preached Biafra yesterday? Because that's a very fantastic news. I have been in that church myself, and I didn't quite think that they would come round to preaching Biafra on the pulpit. But who knows? The Lord works in mysterious ways. Please go ahead. I will do so. Jeremiah 31, 7 to 14, I will do so.
Yes, Jeremiah 31, verse 7 to verse 14. Close the broadcast with it today and let that sink into the subconscious of Biafran. Director, that's all I have to say for now. I don't know if you have any questions.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not in the least. Thank you very much for that, and I shall do so. Thank you very, very much. And I have also sent you by way of, if you're still listening, that is, by way of inbox, the contact number of our brother Leonard, who is in Toronto, in Canada, for onward transmission, to make sure that he and George are together. I have a caller who has been waiting on the phone for a very long time. I don't know if you can hear me. My goodness me. Very, very loud indeed. Exceptionally loud. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, I can hear you.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning, good morning, director from Malaysia. My name is Prince Tony Oduka, your artist, as you know.
Yes, I know. I know. You're one of us. Go ahead.
I'm from Umuobom in the Delta South local government area. I've been listening to all what people have been saying since the director. First of all, I want to thank you. I want to greet you immensely for all your effort. I'm not going to go deep on that, but we are only waiting on the day we will carry you up as the hero of our time, because you are really trying. Okay. So just my brief prayer is for God to grant you his adequate protection, that nothing will happen to you, and you will live to celebrate Biafra with us. Amen. Based on the news you read and everything, you know, when they were talking about what happened in the Enugu Holy Ghost adoration, I start to listen again the very event of Father Mbaka's this thing. You know, the young man mentioned something very important to our people. You know, somebody, he must have criticism. People who hate him must try to criticize him. He said some time ago we were praying for a change of a government in that very country who will industrialize our nation so that our youths will have jobs, give us a steady power supply for talents to excel, give us good education, having in view that oil will soon drop, authentic democracy, agriculturalize the nation. This is what the young man was saying. You see, though I don't really know about politics very well, but without Jonathan, do we not have any other suitable person or candidate to go for that very seat from the eastern land? Jonathan is not a leader, we know it. Jonathan is all of which he read zoology. So zoology is supposed to have been somewhere and not in on the presidential seat. So what he is doing there, we know that he is very much confused. Then coupling with the enemies that are following him up, because he is surrounded by the enemies. But the only thing wrong with him is that does he agree that he is surrounded by enemies? I don't think he agreed, because if he agreed, he must have been doing something showing that the people with him, they were enemies. They were only trying to kick anything development in that very nation off. You see, so Jonathan, I think he never thinks normal concerning the future of that very nation. That's why he's doing what I'm doing. And I'm here. Then, in case of Buhari, he didn't ask us to go for Buhari. But number one, he doesn't like Jonathan to retain that seat anymore. It's not that he is approving Buhari to go there. Who is Buhari? Buhari cannot lead Nigeria because his aspiration is to implement Sharia law totally, completely in Nigeria. Is to implement Sharia law. He is old enough to go to rest, brother. Do we not have a future tomorrow, or the leaders of tomorrow that we are training in school and universities everywhere in Nigeria? Where are they? That Buhari, who is dying tomorrow, will come and lead the country. He's not educated. He has no plan for the masses. No future plan for the masses. The other journalist last time was interviewing him. What he was saying, I will combat terrorists. I mean, I will combat corruption. What does he know about corruption? They were asking him everything. Is only I will combat corruption. What does he know is corruption? When he was on seat, 1984, it was Idi Awo who was implementing discipline in that very nation. Buhari was nowhere to be found. Do you remember where he was overthrown? So we are not here to debate about Buhari or whatever. But what Fadambaka is saying is accurately, very much accurate. Because that man has been crying every blessed day. Fadambaka, if I can say, Fadambaka is number one Biafra man. I want to tell you that. So let people stop criticizing that very young man. That man has cried enough. I know he has been asking our people to build industries, create jobs for our people, despite the government assistance. Because he is doing his own. I know how many thousands of people now he's feeding his own industry. The one he could be able to do. Father Oyekilome is asking people one thousand naira for gate fee. How many industries have he built in Nigeria to put people to work there, to feed them, than to buy jets? The same thing to the other man. All the pastors we have there, they're only buying jets. How many jets does Fadambaka has? But he has the money to buy the jets. He could not buy it every time he's shedding tears. So he is number one Biafran. Let people stop criticizing him. Then, my brother, I just want to encourage you. Last time I had a dream. I had a dream where you commanded the army. And they were moving. When they were moving, they were defeating the enemies. And somebody has to tap you by the back and told you that, okay, it's okay. They have been defeated. You say, no, move on. You say, move on. That's what you said. Move on until they are completely crushed down. Just somebody just came, just like the same way Iwajina or Ifajuna did in those days. The man wanted to stop you, telling you that, but that very man is a hypocrite. And you say no. It is not on your time. And you continue commanding the army to move forward until they conquer. This is what I had in dream. It's about a month and now. But I never called Eddie Biafra. We have been following you every blessed day. So we pray that God will give us what we want. Let God give me money. I will contribute any money that I am required to put there. It is my vow that Biafra will come, and I must live to celebrate Biafra, whether good or bad. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We must continue to take these calls. We had somebody on the line. Are you still there? I think that call is from Sweden, if I'm not mistaken.
Sweden. From Sweden.
Yes, please. What is your name?
Yeah, Director, my name is Chukwukachiwonite.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I have been listening to the contributions and concerning what Mbaka said. And I just, you know, there's something that really triggered in my heart that I want to air here, because Mbaka, you said that you are 100% with him concerning what he said.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, but my concern is that
not on Mbaka, the part on Buhari. Not I mean his criticism. Yeah, but Jonathan.
Yeah, but director. Mbaka said, "If your father," that was something he made, that he a statement he made that even a child of 2 years will understand what he was saying. He said, "If your father would be a leader or something like that, and you and the rest of your siblings will all die of starvation, it's a lot better for an outsider to be a leader or something like that." So Mbaka is campaigning. It's obvious that Mbaka is campaigning for APC, from my own understanding. Let me finish, director.
Right.
Yeah. So if Mbaka, because I read that the Catholic, the Nigerian Catholic Association, they have disassociated themselves from his speech. From whatever he said, that he's not representing the Catholic Church. You know, he spoke on his own opinion. Now, Mbaka was the same person, November of last year, who received the wife of the president. And he prayed for her and prayed for the president. He said that the president, despite the obstacles and whatever, he's thriving. I wonder what he would have achieved without the distractions and all that. It's obvious that we all know that the northern people threatened to make the country ungovernable, which everybody, we all know about that. They made it plain simply because a Biafran became a president. And now Mbaka, when Mbaka said it, because I watched his preaching on two or three occasions. I wanted to really understand what the message he was trying to. At the end of the day, I found out that Mbaka is, in other words, he's campaigning for Buhari, because if you are able to analyze all the problems that we are experiencing presently because of the leadership of Jonathan, and you're not able to provide a solution, it means the vision is visionless. There is no vision. There is no God in that prophecy. He was speaking of himself, not Holy Spirit. I was wondering if I could have the privilege to talk with him one on one. That was not the Holy Spirit speaking through him. He was speaking personally on his own understanding about the politics of Nigeria. Because Mbaka, I also heard that he got some money from APC. He has a lot of orphanage orphans he's taking care of. I don't know if it's true that the rumor flying that he got money from about 800 million naira from APC through Ndige to campaign for APC. Now, Mbaka, I'm not against his ministry. I've always loved him when way back when I was in Nigeria. I loved the way, but in this issue, this is a very sensitive issue that you have to be very, very, very careful. Because this is a matter of light and darkness. We are fighting between light and darkness. We are all experiencing what the world.
Hold on. How are we? Are you in PDP?
No. What I'm trying to say, in essence, director, is that if Mbaka castigated Jonathan, he said that Jonathan is a bad luck to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
If Jonathan is a bad luck to Nigeria, can you give me, or tell me, or give me a name of any northern leader that has ruled Nigeria, and we experience abundance in terms of good leadership, in terms of industrializing the nation and creating jobs for everybody. Among all the leaders that have ruled Nigeria, because they're not leaders, they most of them are from the northern Nigeria. Who has done better? The northern has threatened that Jonathan's government is going to be, he's not going to, they're going to do everything humanly possible to make his government ungovernable. And they are doing it. And back and forth all these things. And he's going about visiting a man who has, for left to me, I prefer
my brother, hold on. It seems we have forgotten why we are here. We are here to get Biafra, not to campaign for, hold on, not to campaign for Jonathan.
Please, I must make
this very, very clear. It doesn't matter who runs or who doesn't run. If what Father Mbaka have said weakens Jonathan's position, then so be it. We don't care. It seems some of you don't walk with the same belief that we hold. There will be no election.
100%.
Exactly. Then let us not waste time on this. Let us concentrate on where we are here, which is Biafra.
Okay, one more thing I want to chip in, director.
Go ahead.
Director, I want us to use our media power. I believe Radio Biafra is so huge. If people can be calling from different walks of life, from different parts of the globe, calling to make their contribution, I believe we are so huge. And we are even bigger than the Adoration Ministry. Ministry is functioning just in Nigeria. We are bigger than them. Is there no way we need Mbaka in this our struggle? Because somebody made mention, he said Mbaka is a staunch Biafra. Because we cannot be talking from both sides of the mouth. When we are talking about Biafra, some people are talking about Nigeria. How can the world believe us? But Mbaka is also a great force to reckon with in Nigeria, because my mother is a staunch Catholic. I was born a Catholic, even though I'm no longer a Catholic. I know how many people that they are ready to die for that man as being Catholic. Is there no way we can reach this man? Let's send our delegate to reach this man. Let this man start championing and campaigning for Biafra. Because Biafra is what we are talking, what we should be talking about. And we need this man, because this man is a big force to reckon with in this our struggle. I believe he's going to, if that speech he made that day was based on Biafra, I don't know what would have been the reaction all over the, not even in Nigeria, all over the world. If that particular preaching of that day, that from good luck to bad luck, if it was based on Biafra, disintegration. Because I don't believe Nigeria is ever going to work. Even if Buhari becomes the president, Nigeria cannot work. It's only a blind man that will look at Nigeria the way things are working and say Nigeria will.
Before you can become the president of the zoo, you need to contest. And you need certificates to contest. How can you contest without certificates? That is a question I posed to INEC. They have not answered us. Maybe one day they will be able to answer. Yes.
Director, you should have known better than what you just said. That the zoo things work upside down in the zoo. I wouldn't be surprised if Buhari becomes the president tomorrow. Everything that is impossible works there. Nonsense, all sort of rubbish. It works there. I'm telling you the truth.
You asked the question.
What Nigeria is. Nigeria represents everything evil.
That is why I don't give a hoot whatever is said about anybody, as long as it continues to cast the zoo called Nigeria in a bad light internationally, I welcome it. That is why I support what Mbaka said. If you can destroy the zoo, so be it. You ask for something and I'll give you one. I mentioned earlier, I know Babangida built Third Mainland Bridge. Can you name one thing that Jonathan built?
Director.
Yes.
The way things are working now in Nigeria.
Mm-mm. I will ask you again. I will ask you again. This man, only 4 days ago, 5 days ago, paid his friends $166 billion. In oil subsidy. I will ask you again. I like direct answers to direct questions, because that is what I do as well. If you ask me a direct question, I'll answer you directly. Can you name one capital project that Jonathan funded in his office, since he's been in office?
Yes.
I said, name one. It doesn't matter if you've been Timbuktu. Name one major infrastructural project that he financed.
I can't remember any.
Exactly. I rest my case. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. That is what we are saying. So you can see that Mbaka is right. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you, regardless of where you are domiciled. Humanity, listen to Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Name one major.
They are not paying attention, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Good evening, Director. My name is Nanyelugo Christian.
Nanyelugo, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal.
From Enugu State.
Enugu, thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for the wonderful work you are doing for our restoration of Biafra.
Thank you.
But I want to urge our people that this issue of Reverend Father Mbaka is too much on this platform, because this platform made for the Biafra restoration, not for Mbaka and all these Nigeria politics. It's true that Mbaka mentioned, Buhari mentioned good luck. Good luck, I know, of course, good luck is not governing our country very well, but I'm not part of that country. I'm from all these Nigeria.
Oh my goodness me. Have I lost somebody on the line? I may have lost him. But I get what he's saying and he's abundantly correct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Yes, can you hear me, please?
I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are.
I say I'm in Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester. Thank you very much. And your name, please?
Director, I'm in Manchester. I told you.
I know you're in Manchester, but what is your name, I said, for a listening public?
I said, my name is Okechukwu Ikeme, Okechukwu Kere Ikeme from Amibo.
Thank you very much. Thank you. In Manchester. Yeah. I know. Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Director, I only want to say something about what our doctor said, Irania. Concerning the verse in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 7. But where I picked up a most important thing there is from verse 9.
Are you giving the expo? Do you want to do the work or do you want me to do it? Do you want to close for us?
No. Uh-huh. No. I want to say that you have to close it because there is more important thing. There are the verse chapter, verse 9. Mm-hmm. So let people get to know there. That is most important thing. I only want to remind you, let us talk about it a little bit, but let us not start talking about Mbaka's problem because Mbaka has said it all. Mbaka said that the outsiders build the federal road from Enugu to Port Harcourt and none of the ones built by Jonathan. And that is correct. But that should not make him to think that Buhari should lead us
again. That is not what he said. You are putting words in his mouth. He never said vote for Buhari. He never said that. And we will not condone people making that assumption.
Like the young man was saying from Sweden, he gave us instances, and the instances he was trying to emphasize is that if your father is a house and he has something to eat and his children have nothing to wear, that means the father is not a good father. All those things, he gave a lot of instances, but what we are trying to say is that let this thing about Mbaka should not, push us away out
it
of
is
what
not,
we've been talking
it,
about.
No, it will not push us away from that. But our people must have longevity. That is why all the houses of parliament in the whole of Africa, they don't debate any issue more than one hour. Allow people to say what is on their mind. Over time,
okay,
those things will wear away.
I know. I have another thing. I have not another message for you to give to our honorable Omiomio. He has to be careful. Some people is going to kick him somewhere, and it will be painful for him. So it's just from my instinct, from my inner mind. I'm trying to see it. I'm seeing it, and it's coming. I saw him in a dream, but not dream. He was very serious, and he was smoking, and backing everybody. And it's real. It's real for me. It's real, and he has to be careful. He has to pray for it. I want to pass message through you so that you will hear it. I have to be careful. There's something coming up there in our embassy in Spain. He has to be very, very strong because somebody must make him get annoyed, and that annoyed will be so serious that he might be backing a lot of things. So he has to be strong. So I found him in that vision where he's standing backing everybody, and everybody was begging him, calling him to come back. And then he backed us and started looking towards the window. So he has to be very strong so that he will not smoke when that thing will be happening. Because I know anything, whenever somebody is angry and he came out to be, into smoking, that thing is going to be very loud and it's going to be very, very annoying when it happens. So that's what I want to tell you, my director.
Thank you very much. And
I'm
sure he has heard you.
Please respond. I'm giving you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you. We are moving ahead. Nothing is going to happen. We are used to all that nonsense. There is nothing more annoying than somebody fathered by Awosa Fulani because you may be answering Ifanyi or Obinna. But it's Awosa blood. That is the most annoying person to meet in life. We meet them every blessed day. people born of very wayward women. But we continue, our work is relentless. If we cannot squash them, is it, how can we defeat Boko Haram? We have work to do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, hello. I can hear you very well. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chidiomere Madu. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, please go ahead.
I'm from Ezeagu in Enugu State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, first of all, I want to thank you because people don't know what you're doing. A lot of people still don't understand what you're doing right now. But one day, when your name will be written on the wall, on top of the wall, that you are the man that brought Biafra in existence again, a country that sits to exist for a very long time. But what I'm saying now is, let's just stop criticism about Mbaka and this one and the other one and the other one. The zoo is about to end. What we should be talking about is, how do we take down the zoo and separate ourselves, disassociate ourselves from the zoo? That is what the conversation should be about. And not Mbaka this, Mbaka that. Mbaka is one great person who has done a lot of things for our people. Enugu State could have been history by now, if not for that Mbaka there. During the time of Chimaroke, do they know what that man, that priest went through just to save people in that state in the hand of Chimaroke Namani? Mbaka is the only one doing the work of Biafran for Biafra in Biafran land for a very, very long time. That's even right. Before this, our radio Biafra now comes to existence, that we, the people of Biafra, the people in Igbo land, the people in Biafran land can now see and or air our views.
That is correct.
So they should stop criticizing Mbaka and concentrate on what we have to do, when we have to attack, what we have to do at the moment. Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and well spoken at that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time here now is very close to 28 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. We are live. I'm not getting confirmation calls from Delta State. I need confirmation from Delta State that people are listening on CHK 97.6. I need that very confirmation. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have
good
a
evening, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. And good evening to you as well. I'm talking to you.
Good evening, fellow Biafra. Good evening, Director. Happy New Year.
The same to you, my dear brother. The same to you.
My name is Festus Suloka. I am calling from Verona. I am the coordinator of Verona. Director, I think God bless you. Meshiku Abiyama bless you.
Ise, and you too.
I have wishing you a happy new year. That is the reason why I came up this evening to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you very much.
Because you have been doing a marvelous job. Even when you are on cold, you still came out to do the job that Meshiku Abiyama asked you to do for the Biafran people. I say, may God bless you and you and your family.
You say?
This evening, I have been listening to the broadcast of the day and the contribution many of my fellow Biafra brothers have been making. It is very good for everybody to make his own opinion because the radio is for Biafran people. If we continue to be selecting programs that we have been doing as for now, it will make many people not to say their view. To me, I believe that Mbaka, whatever he's saying on his own because he's a one-man riot. And the rest congregate that come to Adoration Ground have their own family as well. So if they go to Adoration Ground, Mbaka told them something like that, then we'll say that people tell them, don't go there, because the world is changing. It's just a simple logic. So, fellow Biafrans, what I'm here to say this evening is because we are here to get Biafra, and we should not forget that. I am begging you, I am calling on all coordinators all over the world, wherever you are, remember that we are to get Biafra. No politics. No anything discussion about politics to take us away from getting Biafra. We should remember why we are here. We should not be carried away. I am begging all my fellow Biafran that is living in Verona, all indigenous people of Biafra, under IPOB. I'm telling you and I'm begging you. I'm begging all of us to stand still for where we are because Biafra is around the corner. Try those of us who have been paying their monthly contribution, their Biafra Defense Fund, try to finish it up. I thank you so much for all you have been doing. You people have been very doing grateful. You are grateful to me and to the old Biafrans living in Verona. Director, I want to flash your memory back, please, a little
Go ahead.
Bit. Well, if you remember when you came to Verona for the... When we were driving back from the Bocas, me and you, we were driving back home. I was driving it back to the hotel.
Yes.
Remember what I told you? If you remember what I told you, five places, the same time, solve the problem. So, and second again, I want to tell some of my fellow Biafrans right here. There is one woman that was saying that on Boca that day, director, that if the Indibo, Verona does not come in, that is, he will tell his husband to resign. I don't know if you remember that woman.
I was there, of course I do.
Okay. Now the same woman is the woman that picked a call and called the day after Verona, he called in Vicenza. He called in Vicenza and said that Vicenza coordinator is doing well, not the one that is in Verona. If you remember.
Yes.
Where are those people that is doing well? Because why I don't succumb, I don't discuss Biafra. I don't discuss Biafra in the court. If you want to discuss Biafra, come open and discuss Biafra. I don't discuss Biafra in my bedroom or under my wife's bedroom because why my wife don't tell me what to do. Now, where is the Vicenza coordinator? He is nowhere to be found. Verona coordinator is still stand still. And Verona is still stand. And Italy under Michael Irania will stand still for IPOB all over the world, wherever they are. Italy never shake. I trust all my coordinators that stand or share with me that Biafra should come. I trust all of them. I give them kudos. I say whatever you have, fight hard and retain your position. Biafra is coming. If not for anything, Biafra will honor you. That is all I want to have. I don't want all of us to distract ourselves from whatever we are discussing this evening. Let us discuss how we will get Biafra. 2015, no election, Biafra will stand. Even Baka like it or not, it's one man riot. Biafra will stand. Thank you, Director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Anytime, any day, Verona is very, very strong. Very, very strong. And I like the work that you people are doing over there. I have a caller also. There are too many calls to take. Please, if I don't pick your call, remain where you are. I will eventually come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Enemark.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, you will live long.
And you too.
Yeah, Director, I'm somehow angry this evening. Please don't misunderstand my words or my English. Does this mean that today's news presentation is not important? Can you imagine that it's almost 15 minutes to close? No one have ever talked about today's news. I mean, this is somehow appalling. The good news you present today, the way the news, I think I found it so much interesting. I thought that Clifford the lawyer has already present this thing and I heard this issue, this argument the way it's supposed to be. Today has gone. No one has talked about today's news. I mean, so this is what I just want to chip in. I don't know. If we have to do it the way Uche Mavoy to do it in the morning, then talk about today's news so that we continue and we move on. This thing started since day before yesterday about this argument. And if we leave it like this, tomorrow it will continue. We have no more time on our side. This is just what I want to contribute. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much for that. Let us also go to the line and see if other people concur. The caller on the phone, can you hear me on +44208133997633 Radio Biafra? Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Good morning from India.
And good evening from here, the United Kingdom. Go ahead.
This is a class in the world, National Team of India.
Thank
I just want to make an announcement for our executive meeting some hours to come today.
Alozie, your line, I don't know what is wrong with your line. Alozie, you want to announce the executive meeting. Is it for the whole of India or for a particular part of India? I need to know.
It's for New Delhi executive meeting. It's for New Delhi executive meeting. All the principal officers in New Delhi. We have meeting.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, please, all the principal officers here in New Delhi, West Delhi, North Delhi, South Delhi, and Gurgaon. Please, you know your responsibility because of the efforts. The issues we had last time here are criticism. I don't think anything that will make you have to come to you or to clear your mind. Or to suggest how we can use this problem as a global issue. The time is 4 o'clock tomorrow. Please, when you get to Circuit Metro, call my number because I will not put the address because I know that the time has definitely closed.
Your line, Alozie, your line is not clear. That is the problem I have with your line. Sometimes it is not clear. I want you to speak on Radio Biafra, but your line is not clear. Endeavor to call us back again. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. It is our duty and responsibility to do so, but we speak the truth all the time. That is one thing you get here. Ezioku, if our people can concentrate on the issues at hand, that will greatly benefit us. It will. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Obizio Ogbonnaya. I'm calling from Newcastle.
Newcastle, Ogbonnaya. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, Director. I want to point something to you to see if it could be possible. Maybe you consider it or discuss it on the directorship's level. Why I'm thinking all these state governors that are in Biafra land, every month they get state allocation from the Zoo government. Can't we have a say in what they do with the funds? Can't we have a say? Let's have a program. This is the allocation for this is what you've collected. What are you doing with it? What are the pressing things that we need to do in Biafra land so that you know, if we start putting pressure from there, that will signify something. It's just a thought that I'm putting forward to you, so that I mean we can either still elaborate on it or put it out for discussion or you know just fine tune it somehow. But somehow, because these guys are getting allocations in billions and nothing is being done. Look at Edo State. Look at Aba. Look at all the places you've been through and everything. And these state governors, local government, they are getting allocation on monthly basis.
Yes, what you're saying is right in any civilized society. But unfortunately, the constitution of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria prevents you from doing anything of that sort. Because, most of you don't know this, The governor of a state is more or less, the governor of a state is more or less the chief sultan of that very place. They have modeled the structure of governance in the zoo to reflect feudal system in Awosa Fulani land. That is something you must know. Very, very critical, very, very important. So a governor is the chief executive, which means they own everything. Everything belongs to them. They decide who gets paid, who lives, and who dies. And to top it up, they have immunity. So they can commit any crime they like with the money of the people. Nobody can question them. That is why they are now running to become senators. They want to be senators because they want the immunity to continue. They have stolen money as governors. Most of them very close to Jonathan. These are the ones he allowed to come back. Like Theodore Orji of Abia. That is why people say that Jonathan is corrupt, because you cannot surround yourself with so many corrupt people. Stella Odua, that should be saved, wasn't even saved, was allowed to hang out and dry. And then Theodore Orji, as you mentioned, from Abia State. Look at Theodore Orji, look at Abia State. Theodore Orji is taking the money belonging to Abia people, buying healthcare infrastructure in South Africa for the wife. They bought Aloma. Anybody who knows Uma, you know Aloma Clinic very well. You know Aloma, opposite Queen Elizabeth now, called FMC. After Penko, is Aloma Hospital. Formerly owned by Dr. Ezibe. Now, that has been bought over by the wife of the governor of the state. You go to New Layout, along between, I think it's on Macaulay Street. After Finbas, if you're going up towards BCA, you will see Ochendo close. Only this man owns all the properties. There is nothing anybody can do about it. You can't do anything. Because the constitution of the zoo called Nigeria says the governor of a state is the chief executive. Anything they want to do with the money, there is no compulsion. Because the only way you can get the governor to address certain issues is that if he fails in his statutory duty, you take him to court. But they said they cannot take him to court. You can't. So that is why.
Yeah, we cannot. If that is the case now, that is to change the clothes. I could more overnight.
Yes, I agree with you. But these are some of the things that we should be able to put in place and be discussing. That is what most of you are saying. Because if you look at the issue of Abba, when we were in Abba, me and the boys who were in Abba, filming Abba, do you know that Theodore Orji gave a 19-year-old vehicle to somebody? The person stopped and said, "Hey, can you remember? If you don't turn off that camera, we'll come and smash it." And we asked him to come, and he drove off. Do you know in Abba, for you to repair a road in Abba, you need to bribe Theodore Orji. You need to give him money. You need to bribe him before you can fix a road. So these are the issues that we have been highlighting on a daily basis. But to our people, it is not as appealing as gossip. You know, gossip, Amaka.
What I'm saying in essence is, since that is the way it is, if you identify any of the properties, if the property overnight, and I buy one by one, let us see what they will not do. How does they go to the arrow? At the end of the day, we'll see what will happen. Since we cannot dictate them or try to align with them on the developmental projects that will happen in the state, then whatever they're stolen to do, we will destroy that. That is the essence.
I agree with you completely and totally. I agree with you in total. Everything you have said, I agree with. And it is something we should be working upon, my dear brother. I thank you for that. Maybe we are now turning and discussing like through Biafrans and not people who are keen on gossip. You know, gossip sells in Africa so much, unlike hardcore policy. When you ask people to stay awake and discuss nursery education, can you imagine that? Asking all those looters and criminals in Abuja, please, we want to discuss about our children, how they get educated from, you know, infancy. Can we discuss the type of meal? Do you know that here in England that they discuss nursery education? Even childcare. Because they understand that these are the things that keeps society going, not gossip. Gossip can't help us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Director, thank you very much for giving me this chance. My name is Stephen Iboha.
Yes, Stephen.
I'm calling from Scotland.
From Scotland. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Before I go any further, Director, we had I called you 2 years ago or thereabout.
Are you serious?
We had this discussion, and I think we started off on a very wrong note. I'll tell you what the topic is, and I know you being an intelligent man, you will recall this call. Remember, I was talking about the Igbos that come from, I was telling you how the Igbos that are from Enugu look down on those from Owerri, why those from Owerri look down on those from Umuahia, why those from Umuahia look down from those from Ungwa, and it goes that way. I don't know whether you remember that discussion.
Very vaguely, yes, but it's coming back to me. I'm sure it caused one almighty, you know, ruckus then. I'm sure it did. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. And because I am on my knees here, my hands are up, if I was to be charged for what I have been listening to and the knowledge I have gained by listening to this program, I think I'll be owing Radio Biafra thousands of pounds. I am here to redeem many things. Director, this is my own altar of worship. I am a born Adventist. I won't move away from the core beliefs in that faith, but Director,
I love it. You people are the original church. You are the original church. I believe in Seventh-day Adventist Church. I love that.
Yeah. There are some things you say, and it reinforces my belief and my faith, and also you as a person where you're coming from. Things like not bowing down to an image,
never,
a picture, and things like that.
Never.
That was how I was brought up. The only person I can look and say you're close to God in my life will be my late father. I don't think I can do all these G.O., Daddy G.O., all the rubbish. Rubbish. My parents taught me that I can get to God directly.
Of course, no.
Without having a mediator and things like that. Having said that, Director, store this number.
Yes.
With all due respect, Director, this is the first time I'm going to... This will, with all due respect also... This will be the first and the only time I might give my name on this program, and I have a reason. There are people that will play different roles in the quest for Biafra. And I know also you being an intelligent man will know where I'm coming from.
I do.
When you're looking for a country, there is something one of our coordinators always say that is, command and control and things like that? No democracy for now and things like that. Of course, it's all about discipline.
Discipline is key, number one. Discipline.
Correct, sir. And it's going to get to a stage whereby other things, not only warfare and the red, there are other things, I mean, that comes to get in the country. There are other departments that will come into play. I was born and bred in Lagos. But based on my upbringing, we are those that we are taking home every Christmas.
Yes.
So we never lost touch. And I've read over the years, I've read books, I've read things, and also based on this radio program, I have learned a lot. I know in my own way, there are things I'm not going to say that, we can't be jack of everything, but I know there are things that I am blessed with. And like I've told you, store this number because I'm going to call you.
Yes.
And I will personally want to see you so you see me. And when I mean seeing you means telling you who I am, giving you the things you need to know about me, you running your checks, and of course, also having to take that oath, which I know I'm taking a note to Chukwu Abiama and also for the quest to get Biafra. The oath you're telling to take is not an oath to Nnamdi Kanu. It's for Chukwu Abiama. And when the time comes, I'm going to come down and take that oath. And of course, when it comes to running those checks also, you run them. When I mean running those checks, I'll be in my Mariam Du Usuku Nem Lanam, No Me Rich Kitchen. You know, so when you're dealing with someone, because I know trust It's very important in this thing. I know you've been messed up. I mean, I never expected something.
We have been messed up. That is the word. I have been messed up. You are correct. You are correct.
But thank God, you have stood firm. There is something I also told you a couple of years ago on my first call to you. I did my own checks. Director, you have what it takes to either go into 419. If it's legit, you want to do, you want to use the qualification, you have to get a legit.
Yes.
If you want to, with all due respect, if you want to leak ass, you want to start following one politician or the other, one political party, or you want to get money, there are a million ways someone like you will make money. Both legit and illegit.
Of course.
But you have chosen the calling. So that is one thing that has channeled my mind. You know, this is my religion. I can't hide it any longer. I'm always listening to this. But like I said, I will call you, put my heart together. You know who is speaking to you also, because I know I have a lot to give to the pursuit and the quest for Biafra, which is around the corner.
Come and join us.
Director, I rest my case.
Thank you very much. Come and join us. Our arms are wide open for people who are honest. If I'm allowed to have any significant input in the restructuring of faith, I will only allow two churches, Seventh-day Adventist and Jehovah's Witness. I'll combine them together. You get the perfect church. This is Radio Biafra. I say what is on my mind. You also have the right to say what is in yours. We are inching very close towards the end of the program. I was given an assignment by the COC, which I have relished, because it involves the recitation of a biblical passage, which our brother also reinforced by calling to remind me that this very version of the scripture must be read to the hearing of the entirety of humanity, who are this very moment rapturously glued to their listening device. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome our listeners on CHK 97.6 across Delta State. Very, very important that we do that. And also, some may try to get through because our lines are going, even as I'm speaking, four lines are going off at the same time. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world listens to Radio Biafra. People want to say their mind because here is the only place. There is no other place on this earth. When you make a comment on this very platform, the whole world will hear you. Only on Radio Biafra. There are millions listening and some of you that support what we are doing. Oh, Anyomem Gozyunu. Chukwa Biama, bless each and every one of you. We won't let you down. I can't let you down. I'm sure some of you know that by now. It is inconceivable for me to let you down. It will not happen. Some of you will let us down and some of you will remain with us. No matter what, because you have seen the light. That is why we must proceed. And that is why Biafra must come. I must go on to bring this passage to the attention of our people. I know some people are still on the line, waiting. Lines are ringing. Tomorrow morning is another time, and I'm sure my deputy will be able to do justice to it. But for now, we must proceed. I must bring this very program to a close. We want to demonstrate once again that Biafra is our religion by going back to the scriptures. We want to reaffirm with every degree of certainty that this platform is a platform for the dissemination of the gospel of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, by reciting this very scripture. We also want to ensure that we state categorically, or that we reaffirm, that Chukwu Abiama is God. And by reading this very passage, we hope to be blessed. We hope to be covered by the grace of the Almighty, through which Biafra will come, not as a result of what we are doing. Because Biafra is a promise which must be fulfilled. And this is 2015. It has to be our year. Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning to read from verse 7 to 14. For so says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolation I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble, for I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the words of the Lord, O nations, and declare it on the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd keeps a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and of the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young woman rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty. So says the Lord of hosts, Chukwuabiam. And I say, Ise to that. Times three. Ise. Ise. On that very scriptural note, we bring this program to an end. We have reminded Chukwuabiama once again of his promise to his children. This is the promise he made, and because he is God. When we say that Biafra is going to come, we anchor all that belief based on verses like this in the Bible. Because instead of his words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will pass away. And because we know that he is God, Chukwuabiama, that his words always come to pass. I know, personally, I'm telling you, mathematically certain that Biafra will come without a shred of a doubt. When we want it to come is up to us. As for me, I have chosen 2015 for us to match. And this year, we will match. I thank each of you for having listened. We have reaffirmed once again that Biafra is our religion. And as always, we have worshipped on this very glorious platform, Radio Biafra, that in the end, all honor may belong to Chukwuabiama, only whom is God. Not picture, not statue. Chukwuabiama Barbara. In the same vein, Almighty God, Chukwuabiama will bless, nurture, guide, keep, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more critically, Chukwuabiama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much once again for listening. And from me here in the United Kingdom, it is simply good evening.
throth. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.